It's not a cartoon. It's anime.
Yes, thank you, Rob, because I didn't hear the tail of that shit.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
You guys, if Rob didn't go off, I would be like,
Caleb was talking about, too. I was like,
that's what I'm saying. If you had headphones, you would have been
trying without the headphones.
Well,
today.
I'm sorry for calling you asshole, okay? Cam. I apologize.
I knew exactly what Cam was talking about when he said it. I'm like, Rob is going to say it.
Y'all didn't see me. I was over here leaning towards Rob. I was like, oh, I know.
I was like, what are they all doing over there? I couldn't figure it out. That makes total sense.
Can I have my headphones, Cam, please? Thank you so much.
All right, welcome to another episode of Animation. Squad is back in full effect. We got the whole team here.
Yes.
This week. You know what I'm saying? We are out here in these streets. Myself, Ice, Brennan, and Rob.
What's up? You gave me the ethnic name today.
Brennan.
Rolling the R. All right, we out here.
You know what we're doing here? We talk our shit. We talk our shit. We do one-offs. We do a whole bunch of shit on here, man. We have reviews. We have debates. We do all that. So, yeah, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. Join our Patreon. Patreon.com/animation.
Yes,
sir. And hear us talk about basketball.
S-H-U-N. Yeah, you get it.
Today we talked about basketball.
On the live stream, the first, like, 20-something minutes, we talked about fantasy basketball and basketball in general because we're fans.
I'd like to point out that that Ice was completely wrong about C.J. McCollum. He believed he was an all-star at some point in his career. He was not.
I thought he was. I stood on it.
I was wrong. Like, he looked into the camera.
I didn't care how sure Brennan was, though. He did not bet.
Yeah,
I just wanted to bet.
I'm still right.
I wanted to say, I'm sure he still is, but
I appreciate the humility.
He's an all-star in my heart.
Yeah. All that matters is if I think he's one. But yeah, you know what we do on here. We talk our shit. And yeah, man, we have a good week. We want to thank all y'all who actually joined the Patreon and who rock with us.
Yes.
Yeah, because like I said, sometimes in the podcast, these early conversations necessarily don't always be about anime. They're about fantasy basketball, they're about our life. We're talking shit about other stuff. We're talking shit to each other sometimes.
What were we talking about last one? Expensive-ass restaurants?
Expensive-ass restaurants.
Yeah.
We talked about Rob's wedding last time. So we do a bunch of different things on here, man. So join that if you want to join that. We got other videos dropping. We do polls on there. We do movie nights every month. You know what I'm saying? Join us on there, man. Appreciate y'all. This week, an anime that has been highly requested. I feel like we all gotten hit up about this anime in particular. I know I got hit up a lot about this.
For sure.
I kept pushing it off. I thought I saw it was actually a different anime that was on Netflix. Agame Ga Kill. That's right. This week we're reviewing only one season, right?
Just one.
24 episodes, man. And Brennan, my brother, do you have any facts? Did you get it done?
No, I don't have anything.
Really?
No, I have something.
Okay. So
actually, this is an anime I watched years ago, and I enjoyed it. But it's Gami Got Kill, 24 episodes of Ice Enlighten Us 2. It was written by a person named Takahiro. He's most known for his, and this is the manga that I'm talking about.
Takahiro, you got a freaking Iron-Blooded Orphans dude writing shit?
I didn't see that in his stuff. He wrote Iron-Blooded Orphans.
No, I was saying.
Oh, he's a character.
He's got the same name.
Yeah. He's most famous. The most famous things he's known for is one called Yuki Yuna is a Hero. Never heard of it. Anybody?
No. Can't be that famous.
Well, it's in Japan.
Damn. Gosh.
Rob Josh fired, bro.
Yo, he's okay.
Yeah, I haven't heard of this one. I'm just saying.
He is a black belt, so he can back it up.
Yeah, like, I know. Rob's like, yeah, say something. Right? You want to step? You want to take it outside?
And hold on, real quick. It's Akame.
Yeah, that's what y'all. When y'all were saying Agame, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with these guys?
No. My bad. Akame. Hey, my fault. Y'all over here.
I was gonna let you rock.
Y'all be getting upset about you said the name wrong.
I wasn't going.
That was outside. I'm like, bruh, I don't know how to say this shit. All right, I thought it said Agame. But
where did you see a G?
G though. I don't.
It's a K.
Hey man.
Other misspellings or like mispronunciations, I get this.
That was a K, and I was like, I'm gonna just let him ride.
Why you interrupt Brennan, bro? Brennan. These guys interrupt you. Go ahead and finish.
You know you
you guys are interrupting Brennan. Right. Hold on. Let's get Brennan back on track.
Don't interrupt Brennan. Factual.
It was directed by Tomoki Kobayashi. Mm-hmm. Kobayashi.
Yeah.
Which he directed a lot of stuff that I haven't heard of, but I'm gonna give you guys a list. Amagi SS Plus, Fukutori Alternative, Galaxy Angel A and Z, 100 Infinite Dendrogram, Pre-tier,
yep.
Remake Our Life,
yep.
Explanation Point, Rosen Maiden, Siren, Seven,
oh, shit.
Seven of Seven, Sola, Steins Gate, which yep. I actually have
oh,
heard
of. Steins Gate,
yeah. Steins Gate,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Steins Gate
okay.
I've heard of,
yeah.
And Strawberry 100%.
Damn.
Studio,
he should have came out the gate with Steins Gate. I guess they went in order in which
it was.
Did
it was alphabetical.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
White Fox is the production studio.
Mm-hmm.
New one
done. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, super
yeah.
new.
I think I've seen them.
Yes,
before.
We have heard of them before. Isn't
so
that
just
really
super
funny?
New. I mean, because this came out in 2014.
Now that's a good one, guys.
What else have they done?
What else have they done?
But wait,
I'm
there's
afraid.
More.
I'm afraid.
Anybody?
Demon Slayer.
Was it Goblin Slayer?
Kuroko no Basket.
Goblin Slayer. They made motherfucking Goblin Slayer.
Wow.
Goblin Rape back in the face, guys. We're here.
Goblin Rape back in the face.
Damn.
You know what? I can see the animation.
Yeah, you can see it.
I can't.
You
I make
see
perfect
it.
Sense.
The helmets and stuff.
The swords.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. Same time, I didn't like Goblin Slayer, but the animation wasn't bad.
It
you
was.
Know what
that wasn't the problem. That wasn't our problem.
Rob,
that was not its problem.
The little red eye going around. Yeah, I liked it.
This animation studio was founded in 2007. Best known for Steins Gate and Re:Zero Starting Life in Another World. Re:Zero.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of this one.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah. I've heard of it. Yeah.
I haven't heard of it.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No.
I saw clips.
Yeah.
Good.
What's Steins Gate that you guys keep talking about? Because I've seen most of you guys.
We just heard of it.
I've never seen it. I just keep hearing it. I hear it
yeah,
a lot.
It's like
familiar.
When you're like going through like forums and chats and stuff like that,
you
you'll
see
just see names and stuff. And especially when it's consistent, that means it's something you'll probably watch at some point. But like, you know, you just got to
be like,
pushed.
Oh, this is it.
Yeah.
And then that's where a lot of hype come from too. Because if you see it consecutively, you're like, this shit better be good.
Yeah. And then you watch it and it's like, oh, this is good.
Yeah.
So the conception is in 2007, Takahiro was asked to do a manga for Square Enix magazine. He originally came up with the idea of an all-female band of assassins, and the protagonist is a boy who was captured by them and has to work for them.
Hmm.
He just really liked that idea, which I think is a pretty good idea, because, like, what young man wouldn't want to be there? You know, it's like,
I've seen a lot of that kind of stuff on
the
show.
Yeah. It premiered on July 17th, 2014. I believe I watched it in 2015 or 16, to be honest. It actually aired on Adult Swim on August 9th, 2015. And it was one of the most watched programs in that block's history, with 1.8 million viewers on the first premiere of it.
Okay. Wow.
Damn, that's a great promo.
On the premiere, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That promo team.
Yeah, they went hard. I mean, but the thing
they
is,
got
this,
the right
is
cuts.
This is an easy, this is an, like, aesthetically, this is an easy show to promote. You know what I'm saying?
Titties. Yeah.
Beautiful
blood,
women titties and dope swords, like, and powers and shit.
Titties,
like,
blood swords.
Check,
that's it.
Check, check. Like, that's every box.
Yeah, what else do you
all
want?
The
powers
kids,
are.
Yeah. School kids gonna be all in.
Do they get after it? Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Does it have titties? Yes.
Double check.
Yep.
Double check and check.
But that ends our factual actuals for today. Only other thing is I looked into like the reception, how it was received. It was mixed reviews by critics.
Okay.
You know?
Understandable.
You know, some critics are just like, yo, this is great. It's very imaginative. Other critics are like, why did they try comedy? They failed. Because there are comedic, there's comedic elements to the show.
Yeah, it's the funny parts.
Yeah, but it's just like, you know, but comedy is so subjective. You know?
True, for sure.
It's so subjective, and I'm always a harsh critic when it comes to comedy anime anyways, but I honestly felt like it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Brendan, for your factual actuals at the last minute, man.
No, I'm working on these all night.
Okay.
This is like a whole week's worth of factual.
They sounded very thorough.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So that was the only studio that only did those two animes, Goblin Slayer and this?
No, it did a lot of other stuff, actually, but it's just nothing I'd heard of.
Okay, cool.
I can tell you some other stuff if you want.
Yeah,
like,
don't worry about it.
You sure? Because I mean, I
thought that it was something.
Give me one.
White Fox Animation.
Just one.
Studio.
And if I don't know it, I don't want to hear anymore.
Is that a whale on your shirt?
Yeah, it's a whale.
He's a whale guy.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, I know that. I just didn't know that. I just wanted to make sure.
I thought it was Amazon. The Amazon smile at first.
Yeah, no.
I'm
like,
see if I can find one.
Well,
the funniest name that I saw that I keep seeing that, like, I've never seen this before. It's just hilarious. Is the first one is the Order a Rabbit? ?
Never heard
and
of
there's,
it.
And there's another one on there.
Tell
called,
me no more. I didn't
no,
hear
no,
it.
I have to.
Okay.
The second one is the Order a Rabbit with 2 question marks?
Wait,
that's
those are
the
two
sequel.
Separate, those are two separate.
The first
but
one
is it though?
The first one came out. Listen, the first one came out with 12 episodes on April 10th, 2014.
What's it called again?
Is the Order a Rabbit?
Is...
And the second one came out on October 10th, 2015, and had 12 episodes. So are they the same?
That just sound like two random text messages.
It's a sequel. Yeah.
Like somebody didn't respond.
Yeah, just like, is it a rabbit? Question mark?
Is the Order a Rabbit?
That's all I want to know.
It sounds like a food show or something.
It's a bunch of anime girls. It's very a girl-centric show.
Cautious Hero. Okay. The hero is overpowered by overly cautious. That is another one they did. That's not like some of these names. The thing is, I've learned that the name of an anime doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, like, you just can't. You can't take a name seriously.
It's going to be weird.
Yeah, Chainsaw Man. Chainsaw Man looks like what it is.
Chainsaw
what it
Man is a guy with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
I'm not mad. I mean,
you're not wrong.
They didn't fuck around.
But in general, I have
he doesn't have a chainsaw, right? He is a chainsaw.
Yeah. And then Demon Slayer, he's a demon slayer.
He slays demons.
No, but my point being is, like, when you hear a weird name, it doesn't mean that it's not good.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like that time I got reincarnated as a slime.
I knew you were going to fucking say that.
I'm just saying, like, that's the worst name ever.
I felt it in my soul.
But I love the anime. I love it. It's great.
I knew it.
Like I said, Season 2 trailer, whatever it was, but I saw that
shit
was like,
hard.
I was like, this don't even look the same. I was like, this anime looked dope. Reincarnated by a slime. I was like, oh shit.
Brent's like, Brent
is gonna kill me.
He showed us that 3 years ago.
He was on our ass about this.
Yeah, I tried it, man. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. But I might check it out and try to hang in.
Well, I'm actually watching another one right now. Is it wrong to try to pick up girls in a dungeon? I'm watching that and I'm all in.
What? Rob is about to fire your ass up.
I'm saying, like, I just
like run the tape.
Are there goblins in there?
No.
Good. All right. Girls in the dungeon with some goblins?
Not yet. Rob
is saying, if there are goblins, they don't matter. Because the thing is, it's definitely like a fantasy world.
Yeah.
It's like an RPG. It's like an MMO.
They got dungeons. There's definitely a goblin.
Someone
in
backing
you
up in the chat, Brennan.
No, it's good. Slime? I'm trying to tell you guys. It's really good.
Catching women in the
what?
Dungeon.
What?
No, it's a good show.
That's the name of it?
Yeah.
Catching women?
No.
That's what.
That's
what Cam said.
Right. It's called. Is it wrong to try to pick up girls in a dungeon?
Oh, okay.
But I think this is a show.
Rob was like, he was ready to pull that Evangelion.
I think you guys would like that show. That's what I'm saying.
Ready.
Is this about hollering at girls in a dungeon? Like, yo,
no,
what's up,
that's what I'm saying. The name is.
You
so I'll just give you guys, since we're here, I'll give you guys a really, really brief plot point. It is not about that. It's about a protagonist is like a guy who is doing his best to like be like a hero. He's like, I want to be a hero. And like while he's doing that, like all the women around him are falling in love with him and he just like doesn't care. Like he cares, but he's like super uncomfortable by it. So like when girls like fawn over him, he like runs away. So it's like that, but it's like it's really about his journey of him becoming a hero, and it's a dope journey. You know what I'm saying? Cuz he's boss and he has like it's a world where they take mythical gods. And the gods have one chance to come down to Earth, and they can live on Earth eternally unless they die, because they're living in a body of a mortal. Mm. And those gods can't have to seal away all their powers, but they can grant their blessings onto other heroes. I'm sorry. They can grant blessings onto heroes, and those heroes can level up in dungeons. So they go to the dungeons, and they do a bunch of shit and gain a bunch of experience. They go back to their god, and the god like looks at their back and is like, oh, you've done all these things? I can give you a level up now. And so that's what he was doing, and you get like skills that you can acquire, and magical weapons, and like, you know, beasts and dragons. It's like, it's pretty dope. It's my kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like Gate or like, you know, Shield Hero. It's like kind of like one of those shows.
The Shield Hero is okay.
Yeah, I wasn't fucking with Shield Hero.
But that's my shit. I love those type of shows. So I'm like, I'm all in on this. I'm just like, and it's very similar to like the time I got reincarnated by a slime.
Yeah,
level up. As a slime. Yeah, it's all about leveling up.
Got it.
And so he's like overcoming obstacles and all that kind of shit.
Yeah, okay, what's the name? It wasn't bad. Like Shield Hero wasn't bad. It was just like.
Yeah, I thought it was
cool.
All right.
It was cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you again, Brennan. Rob.
Booyah.
Rod's recap on Akame.
Akame
got killed. Hey,
look at you learning.
Episodes 1-4. So we meet our main character at Tatsumi as he saves a pair of merchants on the road from Earth Dragon.
Let's go, Rob.
As they thank him, he lets them know that he's heading towards the capital to earn fame and fortune for a small village that is suffering from overtaxation.
Dope.
But they warn that the capital is full of worse monsters, and most of them are people.
What?
Isn't that the truth? Still, Tatsumi makes his way to the Imperial Capital, tries to join the army, but requesting to enter as a captain instead of a private, he gets kicked out. But it's not long until a busty woman comes along offering to help him, out if he takes her out for lunch, which of course he happily agrees.
God bless her.
She promises that for the right amount of money, she can pay a friend to get him into the military, but after he hands over all his cash, she leaves him hanging at the bar and Tatsumi is just left to sleep on the street.
Damn.
Got nothing. It's not long, though, before a cart pulls up. Young girl offers to let him sleep at her family's mansion. He tells them he left the village with two other travelers. They got separated on the road when they got attacked by bandits. In a short flashback, we see Tatsumi and his friends as they leave their village, promising to bring back all that fame and fortune so they can afford food for all the villagers.
Let's go.
As they're leaving, the mayor gives the mayor of the village gives Tatsumi a lucky talisman for protection.
Let's do it. Strapped up.
The family at the mansion seems moved by the story. They promise to help him get a military job, basically help him find his friends. The next day, he goes with the young girl back to the capital for a shopping spree, and one of the guards points to the imperial castle and warns Satsumi that corruption has started to rot away the entire empire, and that the young emperor is actually being manipulated by a shadowy minister who just calls all the shots, kills anybody who gets in his way.
Turned down for what?
Yep. So he also points out some wanted posters, warns him that there is an especially dangerous group of assassins on the loose called Night Raid. And they get the name because they attack and kill rich and royal families in the dead of the night. So,
Robin Hood.
Yep. That night, Tatsumi sees the assassin group in action as they attack the mansion with an armored warrior and a girl with a sword just cutting down the guards in the front. Inside, another attacker cuts the older daughter in half.
Bro.
With giant scissors.
I was like, so are we going out the gate?
Yeah. Out the gate.
Yeah.
Halfies.
And a girl with animal features is just choking out the dad. So Tatsumi rushes off to try and save the young girl that helped him out. But before they can hide in a shed, a girl with a katana shows up, tells him to get out of the way. You know, I'm not
Move,
here for you.
Bitch.
So Tatsumi doesn't back down, though, and draws his own sword. And he holds up for, like, a bit. The girl does best him and runs her sword into his chest. Luckily, though, the talisman that his mayor gave him, blocked the sword. And surprisingly, the girl with animal features rushes into the woods. And it's the same girl from the bar that robbed him.
Damn furries.
She's like, this kid's got no luck at all. So she explains that they're attacking the family because they're actually evil. Surprise, surprise. She opens up the shed and reveals a torture dungeon full of dead travelers that they lured. And amongst them are Tatsumi's two friends. One already hung up and dead. Enraged, Tatsumi just kills the young girl himself.
Morbid.
He said, I got it myself. Doesn't even hesitate.
No. Does
that, that kind of shocked me. I didn't think he was going to actually be the killer just like the way he did.
Yeah, she starts out innocent and I had the right to kill these country bumpkins.
One thing I want to say, the animation during that time was really dope. Like, they had the steals, but it was like usually they use that for like something funny. Like when they have that steal and then the face looking crazy, it's usually something funny, but they use it for like made her into a monster, and they really drove that home from a visual perspective, and that was dope.
Yeah. So Tatsumi holds his remaining friend in his arms as he dies, and spotting the potential, the girls decide to basically recruit Tatsumi into Night Raid, whisk him off into the night, welcoming in their new comrade.
Amen.
The next day, Tatsumi buries his friends, gets a tour of the Night Raid hideout. Leon, the girl who had robbed him, properly introduces herself and shows him around. He meets the other members, including Sheil, the girl with the scissors, who's a bit of an airhead. You've got Miney, who's bossy but wields a powerful gun as a weapon.
Boss.
Bulat, the armored fighter, who's deadly with a spear, happens to also be an openly gay man. Lubbock, who has a razor sharp steel strings for weapons, still a bit of a perv.
Let me ask you this: are you watching sub or dubbed?
Sub. I didn't watch it at all, but you know,
I've
already seen it all. Like, I'm over here, just like in my brain. Like, I remember
there was
all this.
Like, I guess there's a scene, and then when he reveals that he's gay, he just goes, I don't know how he does it in the sub, but in the English one, he just goes, "I'm gay." Like, it's just like I'm gay out here, and I was like,
yeah, that's what they say on the
pretty
like,
much. Yeah.
He's like,
yeah.
I'm gay, and he's like, okay.
He's like, all right, cool.
Huh. All right.
Yeah. I wonder was it that straightforward, and that's what I was asking.
It's pretty much that straightforward.
Okay.
But last person they meet is Akame, the girl that nearly killed him with her katana the night before. She also introduces him to their leader, Najenda, who has an eye patch and a robotic arm. Najenda offers to give Tatsumi a job with them.
Sexy pirate.
Explaining that they are working with a resistance army that wants to overthrow the corrupt government.
She gave me Ellen DeGeneres vibes.
Okay.
Like
I
a sexy Ellen DeGeneres.
I get
that's fucked up. You gotta throw sexy on top of Ellen DeGeneres.
Ah, here we go. Here we go with this.
Man.
Shit. You know what I mean? Out there.
Explain it more.
I'm talking about
Ellen be pulling, bro. What you talking about?
Oh no, I didn't say I mean Ellen will pull your girl. I had a joke about that. Ellen will take your girl from you.
Yeah.
I would never leave my girl around Ellen. She would take your girl in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I mean, Ellen, take me.
Yo, watch Ellen run game.
She's got talk show money. She's got like, Pixar money.
Yeah. Oh, you got a production company? Yeah. Oh,
that's cute. I could really hook that up. I'm like, could you? Really?
Yeah, all right.
You think I'm cute? Like...
So, yeah, Tatsumi gets a job offer, and he jumps at the chance to deliver justice. The others worry that he might be a little too naive. They are still killers after all. But Tatsumi's then assigned to shadow Akame and learn the ropes. He doesn't like her much at first, after all, she nearly killed him, but He follows her around, helping her to hunt and cook. Leon later tells the group that they have a mission lined up, hunting down a corrupt merchant and Imperial guardsmen who are framing and killing innocent people to cover up their crimes.
Gang, gang.
The merchant then, they decide, will be easy, but the guard will be a much harder target. And looking to prove himself, Tatsumi confidently volunteers to kill the hard target.
Want the smoke?
Akame worries he's not ready and says that she will only be impressed when the mission is finished. So later, Leon tells Tatsumi, you know, don't take offense to Akame's ways. She and her sister were raised as child assassins. She's seen a lot of people die around her. Her coldness is just her way of showing that she's worried and, you know, protecting herself from hurt. So that night, Akame and Leon take out the merchant, no problem, while Tatsumi lures the guardsman off to a secluded place. Once he has him alone, Tatsumi attacks, and though the guardsman is much larger than him and has seen way more battles, Tatsumi's surprisingly quick and adept with the sword, struggles at first, but, you know, stands his ground, slices the guardsman, hands right off, and then cuts him up to pieces, completing his first mission. After Akame checks Tatsumi for wounds, admits that she's happy he returned safely. First mission, she says, have a high death rate for rookies. He admits that, you know, he had her all wrong and apologizes. Najenda's happy to see the group getting closer together and tells Tatsumi that he will be shadowing Miney next, which he's very unhappy to hear. Before that starts, though, their base is actually attacked by a team of foreign assassins, and we see each of the Night Raid members dispatching assassins with ease with their special weapons, which they call Imperial Arms. Tatsumi is teamed up with Bulat, and even though it's mostly Bulat that turns all the enemies into a bloody mist, he says that he can see Tatsumi's potential. The next day, Tatsumi starts shadowing Miney, which gets off to a rocky start when he barges in on her getting dressed, and she tries to shoot him. But they make their way into town, and Miney points out people suffering all around him, and soon they see a couple assholes in an alleyway torturing a small foreign girl. They fight the guys off, and Miney just tells the girl, like, hey, get strong enough to defend yourself. Like, that's how you can thank me. So after that, they go shopping, which Tatsumi isn't quite thrilled about, and they clash about, you know, what real training is. Miney says that they still have a lot, that she still has a lot more experience than he does, and, you know, she has her doubts about him. And as they walk by a public execution to see, you know, they see that what's it's still at stake for them, and Miney promises she'll never be caught like that. So from there, we go to the Imperial Castle, see the Child Emperor for the first time, sentencing one of his cabinet members to death. Be drawn and quartered. Not a good way to go.
All right.
The condemned pleads with him that, you know, he's just being led astray by the evil minister, but the minister just laughs it off, lurking behind the throne.
Yep.
It's clear the Emperor trusts him completely. So
all of it.
The cabinet member is hauled away screaming as the minister just promises to take care of his wife. He's just like, don't worry, I'll look after your wife while you're gone.
Dog, that was
sick. And then how they had him salivating and stuff. They had him salivating
eating the meat.
Oh my god,
savage. I mean, that's that Genghis.
Yeah, that's true.
That night, Night Raid takes on another mission, assassinating a relative of the ministers that kidnaps and kills women. Tatsumi guards Miney as she expertly snipes the pervert as he leaves his home. With their part finished, they head to a meetup spot while the rest of the team takes down guards that rush into the woods after them. The guards are actually, they say, supposedly pretty tough. Like, they are trained by the finest martial arts school in all the Empire. And on their way to the meetup spot, Miney tells Tatsumi about her terrible childhood. You know, she comes from mixed blood heritage from outside the Emperor or from outside the Empire, and it caused her to be an outcast and discriminated against. Because of that, she wants to overthrow the Empire, starts a new nation that accepts everyone and gets rid of discrimination. She hopes that, for her part, it'll make her rich and famous too. So she's got interest for herself.
Playing a long game.
Tatsumi rolls his eyes at this last bit, but suddenly they are attacked by one of the guards. He's too fast for Miney to shoot up close, but Tatsumi manages to just grab him, tells Miney, you know, shoot carefully. And she fires a hole right through the chest of the guard.
She took a sweet ass time, bro.
She did.
She took a sweet ass.
I would
have been hot.
Because he was hitting her for a minute. He was hitting him for a minute.
Yeah, he was getting pummeled.
He was like,
breaking the ribs and all that.
Yeah.
The others do arrive just as Tatsumi yells at Miney for just barely missing his head, too, singeing some of his hairs off. Back at the Capitol, though, an evil-looking, All Might kind of looking dude, you know, is looking at some wanted posters for Night Raid and comments that they must also be Imperial Arms users, and he hopes to fight them soon. And as a couple guards call him out for looking suspicious, cuts off their heads and walks into the night, and we see a large green eye on his forehead. The next day, Tatsumi trains and eats with the team, but Najenda gets a delivery from a dying soldier, gets a message. It's a book full of names of powerful people who will support the revolution and the word of a new target, Zanku, the Decapitator.
Most of the group recognizes the name, a serial killer who used to be an executioner for the Empire. He went crazy after killing so many people that and stole an Imperial arms before going on a killing rampage. And here, Tatsumi and we finally get a download on what these Imperial arms are, and we get to see,
I love,
you know,
the Imperial arms.
They're basically these ancient weapons made by the first emperor, hoping to make his kingdom last well after his death. They're made from the finest materials and components, and, you know, pieces of powerful magical beasts are in there, and there are 48 in total, and each has like a special power, essentially. All the Night Raid members have one of their own, except Tatsumi, of course, he's new. Bulat has this unbreakable armor that can turn invincible. Akame's sword is cursed with a poison that can kill anyone it cuts even once. Leon has a belt that turns her into a half lion with incredible strength. Shiel has huge scissors that can cut anything in half. Miney has a gun that becomes more powerful with the more danger the user is in. And Lubbock has razor sharp wires that can cut open, you know, opponents, but also act as traps or sensors for anybody approaching. The rest of the Imperial arms are rare and scattered after a civil war from like 100 years ago, and they aren't even really sure which one Zanku even has or what it does. But what they do know is that anytime two Imperial arms users have fought, one of them dies.
I like that. That means there's going to be risk on this show.
Yeah. Somebody's got to.
I appreciate that.
That night, Tatsumi and Akame team up, and he gushes about how cool her sword is, but she lets him know, like, hey, Sils has weaknesses. I got to be careful. You know, nobody's invincible out here. All the Imperial arms have weaknesses. And he thinks about this as he goes off to pee, but sees one of his dead friends deeper in the alley, and he chases after her to go hug her. But it turns out to be an illusion set up by Zanku. Tatsumi tries to hang on, you know, just long enough in a fight that, you know, one of his friends can find him, but Zanku puts that to the test. His Imperial arms green eye allows him to not only make illusions of people, you know, that the user cares the most about, kind of like that dude from Bleach.
Mm-hmm.
But he also reads his opponent's thoughts, sees through their clothes for hidden weapons, and
this
sees
is dangerous.
Their he sees their movements before they even happen.
Like, you got a damn Sharingan.
Yeah,
putting if people in the Genjutsu.
Yeah,
shit.
If this used correctly, this is probably, at least from what we've seen, this is dangerous as fuck.
It's up there.
Yeah.
Tatsumi tries his best, manages to get a hit in, but is just badly wounded. Lucky for him, Akame shows up just in time. She faces off against Zanku, and she clears her mind, disrupting some of his powers, and it seems like it's an even match, but Zanku makes an illusion, turning into Akame's sister, the person that she cares most about. And she's taken aback at first, but does not hesitate to attack, much to Zanku's surprise. And she tells him, you know, fight's over now at this point. They clash again in a series of blows. Akame breaks his swords and slashes his throat. And as he dies, he thanks her for finally silencing the voices of all those that he's killed.
Let me say it. I'm getting sick and tired of shows being like, they put somebody dead that you know is dead in front of you.
Yeah.
And you just like, I'm not hesitating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I know you dead, I'm like, oh, this is a loser. I'm about to fuck you up even more. I'm pissed off now.
That you would even go here.
That you would do this.
She reacted appropriately.
She did.
She was like, oh, my sister. Oh, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's she what did. Happened
the
in
disrespect.
Bleach. Remember? That happened in Bleach, too.
Yeah, but I'm saying, with what's his name? Tatsumi. I'm like, bro, what are you doing? You just buried her.
You know where she is.
Maybe because it's so fresh, and for Akame, it's not as fresh.
You buried her yourself. I'm hot if I'm him. I'm like, you bitch ass motherfucker.
But you also don't want to go all the way over, too, so you fighting, you know, out of rage.
I get that. Yeah. But I will respect that more than this. But go ahead. My bad. Yeah.
No, we're pretty much here at the end. The next day, Tatsumi lays flowers at the graves of his friends.
Yeah.
The ones that he dug himself. And, you know, asks Akame who she saw in her illusion who she cares about most. And she says, listen, that's a story for another time. But, you know, I care for everybody in Night Raid, and that includes him. And that they better hurry back for dinner. So as we come to an end here, we see that the team is getting closer and closer together.
All right, thank you, Rob, for the recap.
Rob, recap.
Now let's get into the question portion of the show. First question.
I just want to tell y'all one thing real quick. I really did like this show. I remember now.
Now you remember.
I remember a lot, and I'm just like,
are you going to watch it though?
Probably.
Jump in, man.
Come on.
That means no.
That means
he probably won't be on the next.
He's
episode.
Not. He's going to be. He's going to happen. He's going to jump in when he feels like, all right.
Because there's certain parts that I'm just like, I have to watch this.
Yeah, and I know he has a lot of his time crunching is very his schedule is very crazy. But yes. All right. So, first question: who is an early favorite from the Murder League, aka the Night?
The Murder League.
That's what I had to call you up because they were just going
the Night Raid.
The Night Raid. But who is your favorite as of right now? I'm going with her. What's her name?
Leon.
Leon.
Yeah.
I like her, man.
Yeah.
She was funny to me. She was. I like her. I like her Imperial arms. Her Imperial armor is dope.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, for an anime character, she seems like she's attractive.
Yeah,
sure.
You know, she's nice out. She knows she busty out here.
Oh, she's here. Using it.
Yeah, and she's using it.
Yeah,
and hey, coin. Man. Hey.
And she getting it without throwing it back.
Yeah. My girl looked at it and was like, what's going on here? I said, you know, they be doing anime characters like this. You know what I'm saying? He's like, what's up with his titties? I was like, hey, you know,
it's
hey, come on.
Anime.
Yeah.
It's anime.
Do you believe this? Do you believe this?
Who likes stuff like this?
Yeah. They got boxes to check.
This does nothing for me.
Nothing at all. I'll be right back. So, yeah, I feel like as of right now anyways, she's super dope. She's funny. I feel like she's gonna get even more busier throughout this show, and I actually want to see her get busy in that, not busy in that sense, but busy in the sense of fighting.
I get you.
Yeah,
I don't think you actually need to specify that. But now that
you keep correcting yourself. Yeah.
Well, I'm saying that because I don't want people to, like, when it's getting busy could mean both things. I know we say getting busy, we don't ever use that as that term anymore.
Yeah, what year is this?
Shut the fuck up, man. Look, all right,
just take your L, bro.
Next question, Brandon. Who you got you watching the show? Do you remember who's your favorite for the murder lead?
He just told
Bulat.
Yeah,
who?
Bulat.
Who's Bulat again?
He's a gay dude.
Dude with a
the only other man on the team. Well, I guess there's two other.
Yeah, there's two other guys.
Yeah. I think he's gonna be dope too, at least. Like,
man,
his powers,
man,
his powers. Yeah,
he's my favorite.
Because, like, even when you saw him show up, because, like, you saw Kame, like, cut somebody down, he, like, shoved his spear through somebody's back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then when they had the assassins, like, he was there with Tatsumi, and he's just like, hey, I see your potential, but Bulat did all the work himself.
Yeah.
He turned those dudes to paste.
Yeah.
He's not fucking around.
And it was funny when they showed him, when they showed his previous picture, he looked nothing alike.
Yeah.
And then they showed
he's quite fabulous.
Let me tell you something. He trying to pull, dog.
Yeah.
He out here shooting.
No, yeah.
He shoots his shots.
Yeah.
He's shooting his shots.
They put a gay character on here and they were like, all right, he gonna go out here and do his thing.
I just think it's like there's a lot of like play in the comedy side of him as a character as well.
Well, yeah.
Because it's like, no, I'm just saying, it's like, you know, that, but also it's like you just think about who he is as a character and what he does.
Yeah.
It's like, how does he kill people?
Oh, with a spear.
metaphors.
You know what I'm saying? He literally penetrates everyone to death.
Oh, man. Gosh.
Man.
I didn't put that together at all.
It's just funny to me. It's really funny. So I'm like, this dude's great. Like,
and I
like, not only am I will fuck anybody here, or I will kill you. Either way, it's happening through penetration. I'm here to penetrate.
You ain't got a choice.
Like, you're going to get penetrated one way or the other.
Which one you want?
You might get both.
At the same time.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. I see you got.
I don't like him because he a pedophile, but I like... Not pedophile. I'm sorry. Pervert. I like his weapon, his Imperial Arms, the string guy?
Yeah,
I like him.
And that's another question, too. We'll get into that.
I like him. He's probably the one that I like the most next to Akame, but I'm going to just choose one, so I'll go with the string dude.
Yeah. Rob.
I'll go with Akame on this one. I probably would have picked Leon first, but I think it actually speaks. One of the show's strengths is I think it's a good ensemble show.
Yeah.
But Akame's cool. Like the fact that she even like, you know, she saw her sister but saw through that.
Yeah.
Even just like, oh, that's my sister, but you know, she's trained as a child assassin. Like, you're gonna attack whoever is on the other end of that sword.
It's like a female Killua or something.
That's what I'm thinking too. I feel like she's going to, because she's my prototype character, the style that I like of characters.
Yeah,
I feel like towards the end I'm going to be like, she's my favorite. As of right now, she's like, Leon and Akame are my two favorites. But I feel like towards the end she's going to be probably my favorite.
I mean, even her weapon. I mean, I know we're going to talk about this later, but just like
weapon is a dangerous too.
Dangerous, one hit kill like every time. Man,
and leading into that question, which Imperial Arms that we've seen so far would you want as a weapon, and do you have a least favorite, Rob?
If I had to pick one, I would probably go with Leon's, if only because, like, you don't need any training. You just, go animal and you just go wild. Like, Hulk out, go, like, lion mode and just rip somebody up, strangle them, rip shit up.
Yeah.
You don't, because, like, you think even about, like, Akame's, like, she's like, listen, like, if I got to be careful when I clean this thing.
Yeah.
Like, I could cut myself, like... And that, it's a rat.
To die that way?
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit.
Or even sheathing your sword back. Like, putting your sword back, you can, like, cut your hip or something, nick your hip.
Or somebody gets your own sword.
Yeah.
It could be turned around on you real quick. That's a tough one. But I also really like her thing because it's just a belt. Like, it's inconspicuous. You can have that on you at any time and just go nuts.
Yeah, that's actually who I had as mine, but I'll try to shift my interest to my other ones, but like I like that too because of that.
Yeah.
But she's essentially like Wolverine.
Yeah.
Like You're not going to know she has it. I will always hide my belt. I have a long shirt on.
What I'll about be getting... going to the airport?
Oh, my mother.
Man, that's tough.
Take your belt off. TSA pre, baby. I'm paying for that TSA pre.
I'm clear.
I ain't got to take it off. I'm clear. I got clear. Whatever.
But if I had, like, I think they're all cool. If I had to pick a least favorite, it'd probably be the string one. Mm. Not because I think it's like, I don't like it, but I wouldn't want to have to deal with that. That seems like a lot. You know what I mean? Like, that's just, as far as like being caught off guard, maybe we'll see this how this guy does on his own. But I'm thinking if you catch any of these people kind of one-on-one, he's the guy that I feel like would be, they might have the easier time going after an Imperial Arms user versus Imperial Arms user. But maybe we'll see that come to terms later on.
Myself, I actually got the, I forgot his name already, but the dude with the armor.
Bulat.
Yeah. I like, the reason why I like him too, because his armor can also make him invisible.
Yeah.
And he also has, he has a great defensive, pretty much shield, but he's a monster offensively, as we've seen.
Yep.
Like, so he's, you get your own technique as in a sense of being defensive, and you're also an offensive monster. I feel like he's going to be, like you said, a problem throughout this whole fucking show.
Yeah.
I forgot her name too, but like I gotta get names together probably the next episode. But the girl with the gun.
Oh, mine.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a straight shot pretty much. It's like you saw like when old dude first attacked her, she couldn't even hit this dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So somebody would kind of like speed or something like that, she's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem unless she has. They haven't showed her hand skills yet if she has them. But as of right now, she looks like she's a beast if it's like you don't know she's coming. Like you said, she's an assassin. She hit you from long. She popped old dude in the head. That was crazy.
But. Yeah. Counterpoint to that if she doesn't even like if you don't know that she's there, that's actually when the gun is at its least dangerous.
Yep. And that's who, yes.
She technically the gun gets more powerful the more danger she's in.
Yeah.
So
and she always says she's not really in much danger either. She's because she's claiming she's a beast.
Yeah.
So we're probably gonna see this until like later on in the show, but
it's gotta come
as
up
of
later.
Right now, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I don't fuck. It's my least favorite as of right now. Brennan.
Yeah, I mean, my most favorite is, I mean, the thing is, like, the question for me is, like, is it me as an individual or part of a team?
I hear you.
Because, like, for what you guys are just talking about, like, that's a great teammate, team member thing to have.
Absolutely,
is a gun that increases with value, but, like, with danger. But if you're just by yourself walking around, you're pretty useless until, like, somebody's trying to kill you. Like, oh, boom, you know? But if I had to say my favorite of what I would like, it requires a lot of work and a lot of skill, but I think I would have the dedication to do it. I would take a Kami's katana.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because for me, it's just like if I learned, like really studied and like learned how to use a katana, it's like for real about it, then it's just like you are the ultimate offensive weapon. You know, it's like you just got to barely pierce somebody's skin with the sword and it's over.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like the highest, most skilled swords people of all time. It's like if you are that person or somebody that maxes out your sword skills, you're a hard person to beat regardless of who else is on this list.
True.
You know, it's like it just doesn't matter. So that's my favorite. My least favorite, I was going to say the gun, but I'll go instead with the scissors.
That's mine.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's just because I'm just like I mean they're like what they do is like all right you can cut anything cool whatever but for me I'm just like I just feel so whack like all right, what's your power you like I got these scissors man
yeah but also, they say it's
I'm gonna mess you up with these scissors.
They say it's pretty good defensively too they didn't go too far into
it can block stuff you know but it's like it's not like the armor you know what I'm saying
from what I know from right now we only seen four episodes and you've seen it all I don't know what you remember but I feel like. Weapons like that could be dope if the user knows if they master it.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. You know,
like
I mean,
they can break them apart or something. If she can break them apart,
like a
kill
a kill.
Yeah. I'll say if it was just me personally getting one, that I would get the wires though. For my personality, like the type of things that I would be able to do, or like what my mind could create, I'd probably be most dangerous with the wires. But I would want the sword because I like swords.
Okay. Well, I mean, I feel like you.
Yeah,
took,
I did. Go on.
You
go
just
ahead.
Took both of mine.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah.
No. You said he said the sword.
Well, no, I'm saying he took my least and my most.
His most was a sword, was the katana.
Yeah, I just mentioned this.
He just mentioned
this. Just say what you got to say.
The strings.
Who you got, Ice?
I don't want the strings. I don't want the fucking strings.
Why do you want the strings, Ice?
Yeah, Ice.
Because I think it does, it's kind of like the katana. It does take discipline, I think, just at stock value. And somebody grabbing them, they'd probably be trash. But I think somebody that's really mastered them and got really intricate with it, they can be a fucking problem.
Oh, yes.
On all sides of things, from a recon perspective, from an offensive perspective, from a defensive perspective, like... He had that girl cocooned up easy. Like,
yeah.
I think if they can be invisible like they were, that can be a real problem for a lot of people.
Wait, think of Rui from Demon Slayer.
Did we watch a Darwin's game on this?
No. Me and you did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, like Darwin's game. You remember the end?
Yeah.
Holy shit, right? Like the strings.
That too. Yeah. I'll say Rui from Demon Slayer. Taking off people's heads and like he's essentially Spider-Man. You do this right, like you said, you catching people in webs and stuff like that. That's very dangerous. And you said the least favorite was
I didn't like the scissors.
Scissors.
Yeah. Okay. I wasn't a fan.
I get it.
All right, next question. What's the worst you ever got played or finessed? As we saw, Tatsui got played for his bread. He's a little bit of an airhead out here in these streets. So what's the worst you've been finessed or played? Ice.
I think the worst that I ever got finessed, I had one in L.A. real quick. I got, this is a guy in a wheelchair. He said that he was a parking attendant. He wasn't a parking attendant. He was just a dude in a wheelchair.
Oh,
gave him money.
Wow.
Gave him money for a parking spot. Like $20.
Oh.
It's like my second week.
$1 or $5 out of
money. Was the wheelchair real?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because he was really there. But the thing was, it was my homie and I. He was from St. Louis as well. He was talking to multiple people in the damn parking lot. So we like, and people was giving them money. So I'm watching everything develop and play out. So I'm like, all right, like got this, you know, that's cool. They're giving handicapped people jobs, disabled people jobs. Awesome. This is dope as fuck. So he just going around. Then I park, and then he like help us park because it was a tight space.
Oh, he
was actually working.
You admit it?
He was actually working.
Bro, he got a $20 for a dog. He technically got a $20 for a dog.
He helped us park. Everything was like, no, back up, come through. All right, you good? And he was like, yeah, man, I got you. You know, this only spot, you good? And we was like, all right, cool. And we was rushing at that. And I was like, here, 20, cool. Came back, dude was gone. Fucking parking ticket dude.
Wait,
like
you got
that.
A ticket?
I didn't get a ticket. He was walking, like, luckily for us, he didn't get to our car yet, but dude was ticketing everybody. And we was like in the back corner, so we saw him. And when I was like, I ran up on the parking ticket dude. I'm like, what y'all doing? Like, you parking? He was like, nah, man. He was like, this dude does that all the time. He's like, he does that all the time, and I never get to catch him. He's like, every time I try to see him, he rides off.
You can't catch a dude. Bro, they in cahoots, bro.
That's funny.
They're in cahoots.
They have
cahoots.
To be.
Yeah.
To,
yeah, I'm sure.
So I was so mad. And this is like maybe 3 months in L.A. at this time. So it's like 2017 in the summertime.
I can get why you can get, got for that.
Yeah.
Brennan.
Only thing I could think of on the moment is actually something that happened to my friend, but I was there for it and it was amazing. Because what your story was when I was living in Detroit, there's this place called Detroit Number One Coney. That was my favorite Coney Island spot. You know, everybody has that's a thing in Detroit. If you don't know, the Coney Islands, which one you like is a big thing. It's controversial. My pick is very controversial because normally there's a couple of them that people like.
Can you let people know what Coneys are?
Oh, a Coney is a hot dog with chili on it and normally mustard.
The glizzy.
And onions.
Okay.
What's your controversial one?
Well, it's controversial because, like, there's so many Coney Island spots in Detroit. So, like, you know, there's specific places that are like, yo, this is the number one spot. This is like, and for mine's like an offshoot spot. Yeah. And I was like, that's my spot. Cause I don't even fuck with Coney's, to be honest. Like, they're okay. But like, I go there to eat the other shit.
Mm-hmm. You don't want the glizzy in your mouth.
I get it. I was good. But me and my roommate at the time, we lived in Detroit. And after we go out and party and drink and shit, we would always end up there cause it was 24 hours. Most Coney Island's places are 24 hours.
Got it.
So we ended up there. And we had to work early in the morning, so we actually got our I inhaled my food, and my roommate doesn't eat that fast, and he was super hungry. But we had to go, and so he has like a golden heart too. Oh my God, he's like the person, like he's Captain Planet. He loves people. He gives back.
Captain Planet.
And so he took this giant delicious meal that he only had like one bite of, and he was so excited about it. They wrapped it up, and he was like, "All right, cool, let's go back to the apartment. I'm about to kill this." We go outside. As soon as we get outside, I take a couple steps, and it's like this homeless lady, and she was just like, "Oh." Like I'm so hungry. Can you guys help me? And I was just like, nah. And I just kept walking. And
you know who you are.
Yeah. No, I mean I do sometimes, but just like you got to give me something better than that. Yeah. And so you know,
want a PowerPoint presentation,
or maybe a clever sign or some shit.
I feel like a woman. I always give them more of the benefit of the doubt. I would help out a woman.
Brennan didn't have food.
No, I didn't have food. Yeah. And I normally don't carry cash anyway. So okay. I'm just like, what am I gonna do for you? Like, you got a Venmo? Like, you know, this is like 2011. So but either way. I just like kept walking, and then I heard him saying, "Hey, how are you doing today?" And I was like, "Oh, I know it's about to happen here." You know, I was like, "Okay, you know, honestly, here." And he was just like, "Here," and he gave her his food.
Oh, man.
And then we started walking away, and he looked at me. He like started walking like you know, I was like, "I did the right thing."
Proud.
And she took it. She opened it up. She's like, "I don't want this shit," and then threw it at him, and like all his food hit him in the back, and then just fell everywhere. And I was just like, "Oh shit!" Like,
I would have been
I was pissed.
Done. You ruined a good meal.
When I tell you, I have never laughed so hard in my life.
Oh my God.
Like,
you, if you didn't laugh, you wouldn't be a good friend.
Yeah. Bro.
You wouldn't be one.
That was the biggest L. I was just like, yo, and he was so hungry. But we didn't have time to go back any food. He went to bed hungry that night.
Yeah.
Like, he was so fucked up. And he couldn't. And it was my car, so I was like, yo, you better take your shirt off. Like, you can't just sit in my car with all that shit on your back. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's my God. Was it like a white tee?
No, I mean, it was on his jacket, so he had to take it.
But still,
shit,
bro.
It was a nice jacket, too.
I'd be more upset
bad for
that
losing the
food I'm hungry.
Than anything else.
Bro. The worst part was how hungry he was.
That's,
like,
that's the thing.
He was like, we were very hungry.
He like, never hungry.
He had one bite, and the thing is, it was so delicious. Like, I was like, yo, that looks
why
really good.
I'm
going to kill it. It was something about work. We had to go, like, early or some shit.
Oh, my God.
You, yeah.
What did he do?
He just sulked back to the car.
He didn't say nothing to her?
No,
he didn't call
her
a raggedy.
I'm picking it back up and throwing it back.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put my hands on you because I'm not that guy, but I'm throwing
like,
a hot dog back.
Yeah. You just like, you got to take your shirt off before you get my star.
He's like, really? Oh, really?
The throwing uncalled
for. Wow.
Like that video of that dude with the Subway sandwich?
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, damn.
Whose car was it that you went back to?
It's my car.
Did you tell him to take his shirt off before he got back in the car?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're not getting that on my seat.
No.
That's fine.
Rob missed that whole part.
Yeah, where were you? You zone. I just said that.
I'm thinking about my answer. I'm like, man.
He was answering? Go ahead, Rob.
All right. So I can't think of another one. But
Frisbee story?
Not my Frisbee story. Because I didn't get really like played.
I know.
It.
I just love that story.
This was during my first transcontinental trip. My buddy and I went to Vegas. It was my first night in Vegas, first time in Vegas. We were just hanging out, you know, on the main strip. We're having a nice time. And, you know, like, there's some people that, like, you know, like, are just like, I could find weed, like, no matter where
I am.
There's
like, always
I'm not one of those people.
Yeah.
No. I never know. I never get that. But so my buddy and I are just, like, at the bar having a great time, like, spending a little bit of money. And this guy comes up to us and he's like, hey, guys, like, I'm trying to get out of Vegas. I got a little bit of weed. I need to get a bus ticket. Like, I got to get out of here. Like, you want to buy some weed off of me? And I'm like, well, I don't really have a lot. I'm already suspicious. Yeah. But I'm like, well, if I can get a little bit and, like, help this guy out, cool. Mm. So I'm like, all right, I got 10 bucks for you if you got a little bit. And he's like, all right, cool. Like, come in with the bathroom with me. I'll do the handoff. And I'm like,
whoa.
I'm not going to a second location with this dude.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you can give it to me right now and I'll give you the cash right now, but I'm not going to another place.
Yeah. Mm.
And so at that point, like, I have the money in my hand. He throws this tissue in my hand, grabs the cash, and is gone. And I'm like, all right, well, that was weird. So my buddy and I are like, well, let's check this out.
You didn't think nothing about it yet.
Nothing about it. So it's just like, it's like a crumpled up paper towel.
Yeah.
So we walk out, and we're just like, all right, let's see what we got. And we open it up. He literally had like crumpled up toilet paper that he had just like colored green. And that's all it was. And we were just like, I'm so glad I didn't get that guy more than $10.
I got to applaud him. The dedication to color the shit green.
He earned it.
Because, like, you know, if he's just, like, flashes at you, you might be like, oh, okay. Because it was just crumpled up.
Yeah.
And, like, you uncrumpled it, and it's just like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Rule of thumb, don't buy drugs ever from someone you don't know.
No.
Yeah.
Well, this is because now it's legal.
Yeah.
Like, all that.
Oh,
back at the time,
you always was a wee guy.
Did you ever have to do, like, the wee guy deals, like, in parking lots and shit?
Nah. I started smoking weed out here.
Oh, bro!
Oh,
like,
so
you don't even know.
I didn't get started.
I like how you just like the advice you just gave. I was like, he ain't never lived.
Yeah,
I would never have done that.
Oh,
yeah,
bro, there was no choices back in the day.
I told Andrea she grew up in the promised land.
Yeah,
like,
you don't know what you had to go through.
Well,
Cam, since you're like younger than us,
I think if
you were like our age, like I never smoked before myself.
I was around people, though. I went with people who went to go get it, but I never got it myself. So I know that those things happen.
It was
people be in the middle of fucking Walmart. You out there trying to get fucking a notebook,
bro. It's the
and somebody's
worst.
Like, hey,
what's up?
What's going on?
I used to hate that shit. It's like, yo, meet me at the 7-Eleven on the side or whatever. Like,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't smoke, man.
Yeah, I never. Yeah.
Yeah. I was doing all them stupid deals for fucking a plant.
Risking it all. So what was this plant in the bathroom, though?
I don't know if he might at that point have like, because I'm just like, all right, this dude wants to go into like a stall or something. He might pull out a knife and just be like, give me everything you got.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, I'm not going into somewhere where there's not cameras.
Yeah.
Like, I know this could be bad. Like, maybe you're handing something off to me. Security might come on us, but we do this quick enough, we can just get out of here. Everybody gets what they want.
And maybe he's probably assuming if you guys are on a strip, you guys are already either high or drunk or on some shit, and he can take advantage of you.
Yep.
Too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense from his standpoint.
He was quick to grab that 10, I'm sure.
Oh, he was out of there like a shot.
He's like, they're not going for it 10.
As soon as he grabbed it and ran, I'm like, we got God.
Yeah, yeah. I had that feeling.
I'm
yeah.
just like, he got us fucked. It's 10 bucks. I'm running after this guy.
You don't even look at the toilet tissue at that point. Yeah, you just like,
throw the shit away. And then it's gold.
Yeah. Oh, I just dropped it. Yeah, right. Fuck!
It's like just a rich man going around blessing people.
Right? Yeah, for $10. Mm-hmm. So I do mine. Me, man, I got finessed pretty hard by a lady. I might have told the story before. I'm not sure. But it was when my brother came out here to visit, which is the girl I was talking to. And she had a cousin or whatever. And she was like, well, y'all want to go out? Like, your brother's in town. He'll grow up with my cousin. And, you know, me and you go out. So we went to the movie. We went to go see a movie called Deja Vu.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, okay.
I love that movie.
It's a good movie.
We went to go see Deja Vu, right? And when we get to the box office, I already have it as a guy. I'm going to pay for the lady that I'm with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My brother goes, yo, I didn't bring no money. I said, now I'm hot. And she goes, well, I expect the guy that we're going with to pay for me. So now I have to pay for everybody.
And this is Keenan, you guys.
Yeah. If you know me, this is young Keenan. I'm a pretty cheap guy, but I was hot.
Yeah.
So we get in there. I'm not even enjoying the movie that much. I'm just sitting there watching.
Mad.
Counting dollars.
So there's a part in the movie where both of the girls, because it's like me, we're sitting like this. Me, the girl I'm with, her cousin, and then my brother. So they're sitting next to each other. They just laugh. It's at a part that's not funny. It's like something actually, like, I think, fucked up. Okay, they kind of just laugh. I'm like, and I pick up on a lot of shit. That's just how my brain works. I'm just like, that was weird. Huh. Why did they laugh at this part? Fuck it. Watch the rest of the movie. We get back. This is when she went to a college that's local over here. So we went back to her dorm. In my head, I'm like, beats. Fresh beats is going down, at least for me, right? If my brother don't close, I mean, he just don't close.
But yeah.
I done paid for everybody's shit.
Everybody.
I'm getting the fresh beats.
Have you seen these eyes, girl?
Yeah. And she had the eyes, too. So we start talking, and we're playing like Uno or some shit like that. And then I was just like, man, the cousin slips up. Because I said, what did y'all do earlier today? The cousin slips up and said, earlier that day, they went and saw Deja Vu with two other dudes.
You told the story.
Yeah, I think they did tell the story. Let me tell you something,
about
bro.
Deja Vu.
Let me tell you something.
Why would you want to see the movie twice in the same day?
Huh?
Why would you want to see the
movie? I don't know. So that's why I was even more pissed. And so she said it so slick. So she's like, no. And she tried to act like she didn't say it.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm just like, I don't even want no sex no more. I said, in my head, I'm thinking of revenge. I'm thinking of like how... Do I get some food from these chicks and not pay for it or something? Mm-hmm. And I got nothing. I lost.
Mm-hmm. What happened? She kicked you up out of there? Or what?
No. We ended up like messing around a little bit, but it didn't go to the full extent, of course. And then I ended up driving me and my brother back home. And he was just like, man, that's crazy. They went to see the movie twice. I was just like, sure, shut the fuck up. Like, how you didn't bring no money, dog?
Was he dressed nice?
That's funny.
Now, Brendan knows what that means. My brother can't dress for shit.
He said he's the worst dressed individual he's ever
seen. I'm not
a
good dresser. I'm not.
But I don't think my brother's the worst, but he's up there.
As a black man, I was just like, wow.
He's not as good as he thinks he is. I told him that recently. He was just like, he had so many excuses about how things cost.
He's married, right?
Yeah.
He's married. Why? He shouldn't care.
He does care, though.
Well, I don't know how.
All right, let's go on next question.
It doesn't show.
Logic, the logic ain't there.
At least Brennan doesn't care.
Yeah. Yeah, Brennan doesn't take it
seriously. Sometimes
serious,
I care. Like, it depends. Yeah. If I'm going somewhere to do something, I dress. But like every day, no, I wear the same shit. I don't care.
Yeah. I feel that. All right, next question. So there's a lot of strong women in this show.
Mm-hmm.
Tatsumi, honestly, low-key, he's kind of getting flirted with some of these women, too.
They throwing it.
They throwing that thing at him. They didn't do the lioness at him. They don't do that assassin.
Guys
at
throwing it at him. Yeah. Girls throwing it at him.
Yeah,
you know.
Guys throwing it at him.
He getting it from all
sides. Oh boy, Bouye, what is his name?
Boulat.
He throwing that ass at him.
He's not throwing that ass. He's throwing that ass and that spear at him.
Yeah,
he throwing that Boulat on him.
But could you date a woman that can beat you up?
Yes.
Yes. 100%.
Yes.
Yeah. Of course. I'm not going to go down the line. Yes.
I was going to say,
of course. Because, I mean, technically.
That means she can also defend me.
Yeah.
So you would want her to defend you.
Get him.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, I can see Brennan doing that, bro. Get him.
I'm just saying. It's like she's a trained. She's a trained MMA artist, like whatever fighter. Just like,
bro.
Like, you're better prepared for the situation than
no
I am.
No pride.
Punch him in the fucking mouth.
I'm not a fighter.
And I fight and I still be cheerleading the fuck out of her. Get his. Kick him.
Yeah.
Kick him.
Yeah, I mean, I help hold him down.
Yeah, something.
Yeah, so I think I'm
be
capable,
looking at her,
but I'm like,
looking at his girlfriend, like, don't you get in this shit.
don't you let you fucking move. You better stay right there.
Oh, my God. Looking down at
her holding
like,
the
holding
purse.
Down.
He's holding the purse.
What was that?
That's somebody's watch ringing their cell phone, I think.
I got a...
I don't know.
But I'll be the one. That was you, actually.
You me?
Yeah.
My thing went off, but my thing doesn't... I have all my alerts on vibrate.
Oh, I don't know. But yeah, that's that. Because, I mean, technically, if you think about it, none of us are abusers. So technically, our woman can beat us up. Like, right now. Like, the people that we're with... We don't hit women. Like, we're not on that type of time.
I dodge. She couldn't catch me.
Yeah. But, I dodge. So, you're still not winning.
So, technically,
I'm just
she
saying,
can
it'd
beat
be very, very hard
gonna,
to catch me.
Yeah. I'm not going to run, but my girl going to bust her knuckles on the wall, though. She going. My goal is to make you hurt yourself. So, when you swing at me, I'm a duck. You're going to bust your knuckles on the wall. I'm like, see, told you I had to stop messing with me.
Keenan just going to run towards a wall and be like, what's up?
He'd be like, what? Canelo.
Yo, Canelo did an incredible job.
She finds you at a park, and you're just like, gotcha.
But it made me think of the episode 2 of Fresh Prince when Lisa got in a fight with the dude, and she's Will got super socked out by that big buff dude, and then she beat him up, and he was like, "What are you, a Power Ranger?" It reminded me of that episode. I wouldn't care either. I wouldn't still want my girl to go out there and fight, but the fact that I know she can and she can whoop me, when a girl is getting like, "Hey, bitch, why you?" I'm like, "You sure you want to do
this?" Now, there's a difference for me, though. I will say there is a difference for me is like, can she fight better than me and is she stronger than me? Mm. Those for me are two different things.
True.
Like, I think that the strength side of things, like you're physically stronger than me just in like any given situation, I think I'd have problems with that. Just because
toxic masculinity here at its finest.
It's not toxic.
Run the Evangelion tape back.
It is to a lot of people, but
it might be. No, I'm just saying. Like for me, this is a pure sexual comment. Like for the way that I like to do things.
She gonna
like,
pick you up, bro?
Huh?
You scared of her picking you up?
What if she picked you up by your legs like this? It was just like, and your ass, she's like on her forearm like this.
What if she was just like this, bro?
I instantly regret the state.
No, British. She was grabbing you and she going like this, bro.
Like, hey, this is getting. You took it here, but fuck it. It is what it is. I've seen an episode. What? Not an episode. What? It's not an episode, but I seen a clip of a bodybuilder porn, and she was a porn star, and she picks the dude up like under his legs like this to give him head. So what?
you would do that?
So you wouldn't allow that?
Which one would you pick? Would you get the head, or would you want her to grab
it doesn't
you
really sound
and go
comfortable,
like this
but okay.
on her?
You know, how some guys pick a girl up on her and they put him on her shoulders and they go down on the girl.
She did that
to a dude.
Which one
you
want?
You would let her do that?
You want the head or you want her to fuck?
I'm
have
really
her fuck
curious.
You?
You're already a small guy,
so
Brennan.
I'm really curious to the next question.
which one you going to do?
Neither.
Toxic masculinity at its finest.
Play the tape.
Hey, I could date a girl stronger than me.
Yeah,
I ain't
I'm
tripping
fine.
On
I'll
that.
I'll be okay. Shit.
I'm good with
when
that.
When I went to that home, but it was a girl there. She used to pick up like 90 pounds.
As soon as I got down to that, as soon as I stepped in that rabbit hole, I was like, oh, this is a problem.
You did it.
How do I get out of this?
Also, I mean, you know the read the
no,
room.
No, right. Look, full L right here.
There's so many fit women online that are beautiful, and they're probably stronger than all of us.
I just be like, we don't have to pay for movers. Bitch, you helping me move.
Because women don't be helping move. They don't. They don't. They sit there and watch you do everything.
You're stronger than me. You pick up this couch. Yeah.
You get the heavy into the fridge.
Man.
All right, man. Yeah, I agree too. I'm with that.
Open up this pickle jar.
Literally, I had that happen. Like, she gave it to me first. Janelle gave it to me to open it, but I couldn't open it. And then I gave it back to her. She tried to open it, and she couldn't. I was like, oh, thank God. Because I was just like, yo, she would have opened it.
I've definitely had those moments.
Like,
we were trying to open
Hancock?
Something, and you're like, damn, this is really tough. She'd be like, give it to me. I'd be like, no.
Yeah.
Hey, what? Not give it to me.
You putting it under hot water and shit.
I loosened that. I loosened that motherfucker.
Yeah, it's always that I loosened it for you.
I loosened it up.
That shit did not budge. I did nothing.
Next question. Does blood and gore or blood slash gore enhance the experience of action animes? Ice.
I would say it does if it's used correctly. I think if it's just a bloodbath and blood fest with blood squirting everywhere, kind of like a Goblin Slayer type of thing where it's just like slice, then freaking spaghetti western blood spilling
Tarantino,
everywhere.
Tarantino
then it's like, okay, this is not right. Like, this isn't cool. But if it's done in the right way, I think it does enhance it because it shows you the stakes. And I think that's the biggest thing about watching like PG-13 Marvel movies and stuff. Like, motherfuckers would get smoked out with a fucking M16 and there's no blood.
It's just dust. just dust popping up.
And it's like, bro, it kind of takes you out of it a little bit. But the blood enhances it and gore enhances it because it just levels up the stakes for me.
So real quick, back to the last question. Poochie said, so he married the fighter. Wait, hold on. So you say, so I married the fighter. Didn't know she was, but she used to throw hands back in the day. So Poochie's lady,
Poochie, did you put it to the test? Is the real question.
You said what?
Did Poochie put it to the question?
It's like,
the
how do you got what, y'all? Gotta get in the ring.
You ain't gotta fight.
Like throw some sock and boppers on.
I mean, the thing is, like, you know, like show me some shots. You know,
because
what I'm
I do
like,
think even if she can fight,
like, did you take out the trash? Did you just?
Yeah, I'm gonna take it, baby.
Hey, shout out to you, Poochie.
Shout out to Poochie.
Poochie's a real man. He doesn't have toxic masculinity.
For the record, Poochie, your name is really funny in this moment. Just going to put it out there.
Yeah, it
does. Yeah, my wife's a fighter. Like, yeah, I bet it is Poochie.
she probably gave you that name.
Yeah. Oh, what's up?
You're Poochie now after she done whooped your ass.
Bend that ass over, Poochie.
All right, baby. Yeah, all right, baby. All right. Oh, the peg again tonight. Okay.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry, Poochie. That was too easy.
Rob.
Low hanging fruit. Rob over here is disappointed. Like, how y'all treating the fans
question?
Like this?
The question is, does blood or gore?
Oh, right.
Poochie, man.
I think I go with that. It can. Something that I've noticed recently is, you know, sometimes when you get those shots and like the blood comes out and there's like a drop of blood, and then it feels like somebody just took like a cup and went like, ooh,
yeah,
and
like, yeah,
you get that weird something for whatever. It's like a weird thing that is for whatever reason. Every time I see that now, I kind of bump on that. But no, I think when you see like, oh, like these people like are in real danger, not just like the scuff marks or you know what I mean, that kind of stuff. Because it brings another level of like realism. Just like it feels like the stakes are higher, where it's just like, oh, I just got like a little dirt on him.
Yeah,
like he'll be all right.
He'll be all right. You can get back from that.
I agree too. That's why, and I feel like what anime should be, especially if you're gonna go in the anime in this sense, it's like when you don't have it, I'm just like, all right, this is clearly a child anime for me.
Yeah,
because it's like this is where you can show blood and gore. It's like, you know, Invincible. It's like they went.
Yeah,
and I was, it definitely that show. If it, without blood, it's not the same show.
Trip facts.
Yeah.
Especially the scene towards the end.
Yeah, the train scene, whatever.
That scene changed my life forever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, it 100% enhances the experience, I think. And it makes it, like you said, I feel like it makes the stakes a lot higher when it comes to any anime. Brennan?
I mean, I just go ahead and agree. I mean, I remember being told when I was younger, when I was watching Dragon Ball Z, that the English or the U.S. version used clothes instead of blood. So that's why you always see, like, Goku's shirt getting torn a bunch. Is that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think you talked about that.
Yeah, so it's like they would do that instead, and it's just like it's not the same effect at all. Yeah. It's like, yeah, okay, your shirt's dirty. You know what I'm saying? Oh, now it's torn.
If
okay,
you watch, like, the – if you see, like, they're still – they have a dub version with the actual
– with the blood.
Japanese animation. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, like, they were cussing on there a lot more. Mm-hmm. There was definitely blood. You see, like, now, in general, they just took all that shit out of
the motherfuckers died. Like, it's like people are dying. It's like you don't like you don't get killed and not, like – like killed in battle and not bleed.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Unless
like
you get disintegrated, but then still, there's still blood.
But still, you know, still it's like blood. So for me, it's like I personally like the idea of like the realism aspect of it, but I also don't, you know, I think for example, like looking at regular movies, I think Tarantino overdoes it a bit. Mm-hmm. You know,
oh,
like
he knows.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying just like even Django Unchained, like, and then this blood sprays the cotton. Yeah.
That's it's become a gimmick.
It's just so ridiculous. Then for me, I'm like, all right, that's just a bit much. But like when it's done artfully, where it's just like, yo, like. Shit, you know. Or you
what's
see
an example of it being done artfully in any type of media?
I think I'm gonna keep it anime. I think Iron Blooded Orphans did an excellent job. It wasn't a gory show,
no.
But when there was blood, it was for real.
Yeah, like when
when he was like inside the shit
and
like
bleeding from his eyes,
like it wasn't that much blood, but it was just like fuck.
Or somebody got crushed up in their
and you just see blood just running out of the.
I think it was Akihiro. Did he get crushed?
Yeah. But it's just like that kind of stuff. Like for me, it's like that's not gory. It's just like, yo, the blood just tells you how serious this is. Like you've just been crushed in a metal fucking cocoon.
Yeah, I feel like this is not. I feel like Demon Wonderland might be a little bit more gory.
Yeah,
so far,
but it just didn't hit the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Bleach has a couple good scenes with blood.
Yes,
they had a lot of the glumpy stuff though.
Some of the scenes. Yeah. There are some good sequences though, fighting when people get hit, and you're like, shit.
No, yeah, Bleach does it very artfully as well. It's not a bloody anime.
Yeah,
it's not a bloody anime, but when blood comes out, it's because it needs to.
Fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question: say the Knight Riders are able to overthrow the evil minister. What do you think they should do with the child emperor, Rob?
I don't know how y'all are going to feel about this.
Oh, no.
You got to kill that kid.
Hey,
I'm with you.
I don't know what you're
gonna,
hesitating.
It feels like, because, like, tell me what else you do with that kid. That kid is a bad ruler.
Yeah.
So you either have to instruct him to do better, but I don't think they're interested in doing that.
Yeah.
And what else are you going to do? Go send that kid off to a farm somewhere?
Gotta
like, he's been killing adults Like, as a day-to-day,
yeah.
No problem.
I want to go next.
He's not going to go settle down for the farm life and just, like, settle down and be like, he's going to be raising up an army and trying to get his spot back.
While killing animals on that farm.
Yeah.
How old is he again?
10?
Does it matter?
Yeah, I think he's 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't know what they said his age. But it's one of those tough things where you're just like, this isn't an answer or anything anybody wants to give. But like, I don't know what you do with a kid. It's like an animal that's gotten a taste of human meat.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you do with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody likes to talk about it, but you got to think
about
it.
These are the real hard conversations that you have to have. And go ahead, Brennan.
No, I mean, the thing is, I see your point to an extent. But for me, I'm like, the kid still isn't finished developing yet. And so there's a possibility that the kid can change. And so, like, for me, I'd say that there should be an option on the table of some form of extreme banishment.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Where it's just like, yo, like, let's say they're back in this day, you know, like, whenever this is. Like, all right, well, now you're stripped of all titles, you're stripped of all things, and you're taken by trusted associates of yours, like, really powerful warriors that wanted to travel the world anyway, somewhere very far away, and, like, retrained as, like, a peasant. You know what I'm saying? Lives as a peasant. That's what you do, like, on a farm or some shit. Like, this is your life now. You know what I'm saying? And if you fuck it up, we'll kill you. You know,
ooh,
like, and that's what
you just kind of explained.
It's like Thorfinn. That's Thorfinn. Kind of.
Not really.
You'll see.
That's Thorfinn.
What do you mean, because of the manga?
That's like, yeah, that's like Vinland Saga.
It's like
this question made me think of Vinland Saga.
Yeah, I don't know if he read the manga or not.
No. What have I ever
no,
read?
No, I'm talking about Ice.
Oh.
Well, it's even kind of like what happened with Askeladd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he went off, and like that's the thing, is like it's dangerous. Because I hear you. I hear what you're saying. But like, even in like Game of Thrones, like how many times did they exile somebody for them to have a kid and be like, man, like, you know, back in the day, like, your dad used to sit on the throne somewhere, and, like, we should have had ours. And then, like, they end up getting more powerful and raising an army because they have the right name.
Yep.
And then they go back
and
on
what's
it.
The dude, what's the dude name that was soft and ended up being hard?
Canute, whatever.
That's Canute, kind of.
I mean, like I said, I see your guys' point.
So you have to
rehabilitate them.
So all I'm
you
speaking,
can't send them away.
Or that. Or you put them through your own rehabilitation.
What? Buffering. All right, Keenan Baker over
you
there.
You put them through your own shit. You put them through your own shit. You oversee it yourself.
Yeah,
you know
but
what I'm saying? Like, you imprison him and she's like, look, this is your lesson every single day. And if I don't see the progress I want, I'll kill you. You know what I'm saying?
But do you think that will make the kid go like, man?
I would have a hard time killing a child who never had a choice about the way they ruled and what they were
taught. I didn't say I gotta kill him, but
I'm just saying like,
you got four or five other assassins that can kill this motherfucker. So
all I'm saying is, I'm saying is that like, I understand what you guys are saying, but and I know you guys can be like, fuck them kids, but my point being is that like, the kid never had a chance.
I'm glad to have the other side of the coin here, the other argument.
And hashtag fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids.
Fuck that kid.
On Brennan's side. I understand where you're coming from.
You can't.
Thank you.
You can't rationalize with that. You can't say you need to be rehabilitated when this man knows the stake. This kid knows the stakes of what he's doing. Yeah, he has somebody telling him what to do, but he's knowing the ramifications. Maybe not when you 8, 7, 9, but over time, you see people. It's not like it's like a piece of paper is coming to you and he's signing it off. He's seeing people looking at them, talking to him. Hey, don't do this, and you're still like, nah, fuck it. So you physically, visibly see these people going, you're sending them to them their death. You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And if somebody comes and push you away after having that level of power, that's on your mind the entire time. That's on your mind the entire time. If for whatever reason, God forbid, you lose your spot in your job, and somebody for whatever reason, somebody play you and you lose your spot, everything that you're going to do from this point forward, that point forward,
well, yeah,
would
but
be
it's
to
like,
get
but
your
if
spot
you're 10,
back.
Like, the thing is, like, you're going to learn so much and come to so many realizations. And there is a way that it does go that way. But there's a way it might go the other way. It's like, yo, like, I literally kill people. I can't believe I did that because that's all I knew. Like, from the moment that I could hold something, that people were giving me a knife to stab people. And I thought that's just what I was supposed to do. And now that I've learned, it's like, they put me through pain. Like, I see what it feels like to get possibly stabbed a little bit.
No,
I see that when someone dies, the effect of that on their family, because I've been around a family, a real family now.
I
you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying, like, there's a possibility of reform. So for me, the argument y'all are making right now is just like, yeah, like, once a criminal, always a criminal kind of vibe.
Not
you know
once
what I'm
a criminal,
not,
always.
So put him under the prison and put him to death.
The
like.
Level of criminal, though, that's it. If somebody's doing a nonviolent crime, then
as
okay.
a fucking child.
Let's keep going in a second. But my answer is fuck them kids.
Yeah.
Right? And this is why. In a lot of cases, this is not just a criminal. This is somebody with the ultimate power.
Right.
They have power. So killing somebody and just being a criminal, you could probably be rehabilitated from that. But most people are going to want that power dynamic back.
Yeah.
I would never be able to fully, in my mind, trust his kid, even if we put him away, and be like, oh, we're training him. Look, he's getting better. Is he?
Yeah, he's doing, it's all a facade.
Is he?
It's like, a facade.
You never know.
All of a sudden, because this was going to end up happening. Brandon sees, like, you see what we did, guys? Yeah. We did a great job. You see? This and kid's a great guy. Stab him in the fucking chest.
Yeah. And even if you don't see it, you can be on your deathbed. And it's like, all right, you know, I was great. And then right when you die, it's like, oh, he's dead. I'm fucking back. Let's get it. Kill that motherfucker. Kill that motherfucker. You treated me bad when I was a peasant. You,
I mean,
fuck,
for me,
you,
this
fuck,
to
you,
me
like,
tells me that you guys don't believe people can actually change.
No. I'm saying in a position of power that he's in.
Exactly.
If it was just a criminal? Absolutely. Yeah, I got people in my family that have been in jail and been rehabilitated.
100%.
But they didn't have the power of controlling the whole fucking country or whatever the case may be. It's the level of crime. Yeah, it's different. If he didn't have the power, he was just like a young assassin killer, and then all of a sudden we're like, no, we got to train you to be this way. That's different.
That's different.
But like, this is a whole, he has the power of a whole fucking country at 10.
Yeah.
That's an asshole.
Yeah.
And he's going to want that
and
back.
And that's all he knew, known. He's been born into that.
Well, see, there's your point, though. Mm. That's all he's known. He's not been taught anything else. You need to allow, bring this
But you've been born into that.
The rest.
You've been born into that. And I think, just think about ourselves for a second. If somebody threw you into something different like that at any point in your life, that's not rehabilitating. That's fucking culture shock. And that's not going to make you better because you already have a decade's worth of, I'm just saying he's 10, a decade's worth of fucking destruction and violence that you've seen. At some point, you're going to want to want that back. You can rake all the fucking snow if you somewhere, or not rake the snow, shove all the snow you want, herd all the cattle you want, but at some point in the back of your mind, it's like, I'm getting back to that.
Yeah, I feel like this. I understand Brendan's standpoint. I think there is a small percentage of the rehabilitation from how where this child came from.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying from where this child came from, but not in the sense of anybody.
That sound like correctional facility officer.
If he is,
no,
if
not
if
at
is,
all.
I mean, I think
that's a false equivalent.
Yeah. I don't even think you understand what we're saying, Brendan. That's what it sounds like. You're not understanding what we're saying, okay. But
because people can be rehabilitated.
What you're saying is that the power that he had
has corrupted him,
and that because the power aspect is a part of it. So you're saying if this was just some poor child who was put into, like, was living in a dungeon his whole life, but in that dungeon the guards made him kill everybody or having him kill everybody, that you'd be like, all right, that's fine, he can live. But
no, it's like Killua. Take for instance Killua. If they was like Killua, he has this fucking terrible upbringing, all his family is assassins, and it's like, hey, he met Gon and got better. He's still a dog. But he got better. Mm-hmm. And if somebody said, hey, you want to take Killua? You think he has a chance to be rehabilitated? He's a kid. Yeah. Yeah, let's do it. Killua, because he's a product of his
environment.
He's
also coming from royalty, though, too.
But he doesn't. He's not making decisions on people's lives.
Yeah, he was hypnotized and had that shit in his head, so they were like,
but it,
they
didn't
kill everybody.
He didn't have the power to control
exactly
towns or countries.
Yeah, but he's also now a product of his environment. He didn't choose that.
But it's still the power element.
But
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, the power element is the main thing in there.
Yeah, you have to train that out of him. That's how rehabilitation works a certain way.
But training, bro, what I'm saying is there's a smaller percentage. We ain't got that fucking time.
Right.
If you take him to a remote, secluded area, like a prison or someplace he can't get out of, and you taught him a different way to live for 30 years, I'm sure he would be a different person.
He's still murderous.
Yeah, he's going to become a revenge.
I just don't see that. I don't see that not being a murderer.
Not the way this kid came into the game. I feel like if it was different, I understand. And we do people. I do know people can be rehabilitated because
course,
I believe I've 100%. Seen it. I've literally seen it.
Came in to stir the pot.
Yeah.
Stir the pot.
I hate this question
because he's not right. That's why he hates it.
Fuck them kids.
I don't think there is a right answer to that question.
No, there isn't. That's the point. That's the point. There's no right answer.
Yeah, that's why we have a show, and that's why we're the greatest.
He tried to
fucking
take his
anime podcast.
He tried to take his
looked him right in the eyes
in the entire world. He tried to take his headphones off, bro. That's out.
It was still so loud.
PTSD ass. He went.
It was still so loud.
That was so great. All right.
Anyway.
Last question, man. We're gonna wrap this up. Do you think a Knight Raiders group is needed for our society? I 100% think so. I think so. I know it's a dangerous question, but for the elites and the powers that be, people might want to stay out of this question. I get it. But man, if they had it, hey. At the end of the day, I guess it's tough because anybody that comes into power now.
Yeah.
It's because now what it's like, cause even, what happens if
you
come into power?
You know technically what they are, though.
What do you mean?
Like, what are they? If they were in our society, what would we call them?
Terrorists.
Yeah, they're terrorists. Okay.
So I guess I'm saying, I don't know if the Night Raiders just attack anybody in power or do they
no,
do,
I'm just
do
saying,
they? I'm going to just try to finish my question. Is it just the corrupt people, like actually corrupt, like you can see like they're fucking up the people in the city?
Yeah, but like,
it's corrupt from their point of view.
That's what I'm saying. But who gets to decide?
Yeah,
what's,
they
who's
decide.
Corrupt?
They decide what's corrupt to them.
Yeah, like that's when it becomes a problem. When it's just like, all right, now I'm the vigilante that is like the judge, jury.
But what
and
is?
Executioner.
But what is?
It becomes a Death Note situation.
But what is universal? What is
he?
I can see that. But what is universal corruptness then?
Well, the thing is, like, the reason why we have court systems and shit is because, like, if somebody's corrupt, then it has to be proven until a jury appears, and it has to be proven through evidence over the course of time. It's not you're just like, I see this motherfucker on TV, and he took away food from us because he enacted this law.
But when the people,
you know, or whatever,
that are in power own the courts, you would never.
That becomes a problematic situation. Then you go after why you've got revolutions and why these things happen.
Right, and that's what I'm
which
saying.
Is essentially what's happening on the show. Let's not forget that they are basically
a part
the
of
scout
a,
and assassin arm of a revolutionary army that's
exactly.
trying to take out this government.
Right, so, and that's I'm saying from a revolutionary standpoint of like.
So like we couldn't. So if this were to exist in our society, it would be a terrorist group.
They are essentially.
They were essentially a terrorist group.
Yeah. I mean, because the thing is, you mind?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I say. I mean, the thing that I think about is, you know. It's like everything is really dependent upon where you sit. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, do I want the whole government to be uprooted and moved around, all this kind of stuff? Like, to be honest, no, I'm doing pretty good. Like, personally. You know,
you're one of them guys.
No, I'm just keeping it all the way honest. It's like, if you look at our standard of living, in the case like of human history, like as the macro perspective of like, we live better than kings ever dreamed of living from even 100 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, just us, like as middle class or even slightly below, people are living better lives than they did and have more freedoms than all these people of all these different cultures.
Which is why we don't revolt.
That's what I'm saying. That's what, but you're like, you know, we need these you know, things to come and kill all these. Look, there's a lot of inequity, but I think there's an argument to be made that, like, is it as bad as it's ever been? Or is it just kind of the same? You know what I'm saying?
It's
is
bad.
Is it worse?
Man.
It's bad.
It's
no, it's
bad,
but I'm saying, like, think back to, like, how it was.
Yeah, no, if you have to look at it comparatively to the times you're sitting in. And like,
right.
That's what I'm saying, because then people are like, make America great again. I'm like, but when?
But
when
was just because stuff was bad prior to, that don't make it okay now. It's like, you
I
can't
get,
be like, you guys were drinking out of certain water fountains, so you should be happy that you're able to be in
I get
a podcast.
That. But the thing is, and that's why I always say push towards progress. And you do that through organizing and through, like, voting and shit like that. It fucking works. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
true.
Things have changed and gotten better over the course of even our lives.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Weed is legal. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I was a kid, I had to do illegal shit to do that.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know? And it's just yeah. like, but the I thing is, if you speak wanna, in the, but if you speak on a macro though. Side of it, then you look at people who look like us and, like, what's happening to us. It's like, even over the pandemic, how people became so much more aware and how much more resources have been thrown into the Black community because of that. Like, things are getting better. Are they terrible? Yes. Are they? Have they been worse? Definitely.
True.
What is the trajectory right now? It's getting better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it's getting better.
It's
one
getting
baby
better
step at a time.
In a way that a death squad couldn't help.
That's what I'm saying. A death squad right now would just bring together all the conservatives, and like they're saying, we need more military night, we need more police, and we need more death, like more severe consequences for people that are going against the government that's already been trying to go in the direction you're trying to go. You use fear to incite motherfuckers to do things like what happened at 9/11. You know what I'm saying? Like, grab power and then grab money. So it's like those kind of squads incite that type of fear, which gives people that you don't want to have the power. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I'm like, I don't know is my honest answer. But all I'm saying is, like, but sitting where I'm sitting right now, I'm like, if you really got a problem with how shit's going on, what you done about it? That's my question. If you got a problem with shit, what have you personally done about it?
I've done the things that I can, which is not much, because I'm not at a level of power to do much.
But the thing is, you could be at a whatever level you want to be able to start, like, actually going to city council meetings, to actually start, like, encouraging other people to vote and having these conversations, to run for city council yourself. Mm-hmm. Most of the shit that you affect that affects your life directly is from local governments.
Yeah.
It's not from the federal.
Well, I know how that works. I mean, everything's money.
For sure.
I get it. I study government. This is like, this is why I went to school
for. But I understand. Everything is money based. It's like, I always say this before. The only way we can change is even Black people to get things to change is to really get our money together and to leverage it. To leverage it with politics in, like, a local political way. It's like, it's not about using it for the president. It's about using it in your cities.
In your states.
And in cities and states to get things done. I mean, if you look at, I mean, a great example is the LGBTQ community. They literally was like, all right, we ain't talking shit to y'all. We going to get our bread together and you going to get the shit we want passed. Yep. And it's been passing.
No, the thing is, I would say this. Like, I fully agree with you. Money is extremely influential, but it's not the only influence.
The
only thing is, like, think about this. If you started putting online speeches of what you felt of were inequality and things that really motivated people, made them feel really good, and for some reason you suddenly were able to, like, a Stacey Abrams or whoever, to be able to get massive amount of people who don't normally vote to vote. Mm-hmm. And you can decide what they do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should vote for this person. You should vote for this thing. You should motivate and organize here. You should protest there. Like, that's not direct money, but it's also power.
It's influence, but there's also, too, there's so many levels of corruption. Even if you get people in politics, there's still systemic things that are built against ethnicities.
I fully agree with that. Mm-hmm.
Even if you can have all the money in the world and you can still be looked on, you probably can still go somewhere right now as a fucking owner of a production company, and they think you, not to shit on people that do PA work or anything like that, but you'll go on set and they'd be like, hey, I need some coffee. And you probably like, what the fuck?
No, that happens. But 100 years ago, I couldn't have been an owner of a production company.
Exactly. But I'm saying those are still things that happen. It's just like,
and
hey.
The systems have to be, and how do you change the systems? Is it by burning them to the ground or by becoming, or by voting and getting people in there that change systems? Because systems are things that are made by people, right?
But it's still people there that have that mentality.
I get it, but if you have the majority of the people who make the systems in our government that is designed to change and evolve, if you put the majority of the people who are part of that design, people who actually do give a shit, which some of them do, you know what I'm saying? There are people that are in politics that actually do give a shit, which you can't deny.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
Like a Bernie, or for example, or AOC. Like, they actually care. You know what I'm saying? Like, they do, or at least come off. They say the right things. And they dedicated their lives to public service.
What I'm saying is,
it's the corruption thing.
Yeah,
it's a real thing.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, I think money is the most important because I can never just be like, all right, get this position of power and be like, use my leverage and be like, go vote. I would never just say go vote.
Money is so important is because of the economy. Like, the government really doesn't run things. It's the businesses that lobby the people in the government. So,
and you got the money. Exactly. With the money you have.
So your death squad would have to go after the rich people, not in the government.
They would have to go to the corrupt
people who are making the government corrupt.
Because I think the thing that this show does well is show the corruption. Like, they show a warehouse full of people hanging. I don't care.
Yeah,
if this
show
person
has no, like, gray.
Yeah. So it's
at
like,
least not yet.
Yeah, anybody like that, if there's people out here in power, in status of power, levels of power that are doing that, we definitely need a night raid for people like that. And they go to the show, like, and I'm sure there is.
No, I'm sure there are people doing the detention camps in southern United States.
Yeah, so there, like, people that are doing that, I feel like if it's strategic, if it's they have a set of goals that have the majority in mind, not the majority in mind, but the people that have the right things in mind that can benefit all people, the right people, I would rock with a night raid.
But you need somebody to police them.
I actually agree with ICE. No, I agree with ICE to an extent. I think if I was to rephrase it, if you don't mind, I think what you're saying is that as long as they have the general public opinion on their side, they're good to go. You know what I'm saying? Because what you just said is, like, you have to be very strategic. You know, it's like, this is V for Vendetta type shit, what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where it's just like, yo, you don't just go out and just do it.
I decided
to do this. But it's like, yo, like, we get the people involved.
Yeah.
We make sure everyone's involved with this movement. You make sure that's for a fact. That's what everyone wants.
Yeah.
And then you go and do that. Then it's hard for these politicians to have a retaliation to you.
Because
they're going to be like, no, mobilize the police. And I'm like, and I'll vote you out. You know what I'm saying? You're like, oh, well, actually, you know, maybe not.
Yeah.
So I agree with that, you know, to an extent. To an extent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, there's so many levels of organization and structure that have to go to that.
Because it all comes down to what do you see corrupt? I feel like all of us as a consensus, we see the same things as corrupt. If we open up somebody's warehouse and see bodies, we like, okay, y'all saw some fuck shit.
Well, I have a question, though.
Mm. Oh, you actually found one? You guys got a question?
No. I just want to... Rob hasn't said anything.
I think that this is something that, even on the show, I don't know if you'll agree with this, but I feel like even the existence of a Knight Raider group is an idealistic thing, honestly, because of everything that we've talked about.
True.
Because of the idea of just like, oh, on this show, it's black and white. It's easy to be like, yeah, of course, take those people out.
Yeah.
But when you get into the real world, I think it turns into a who watches the Watchmen thing incredibly fast.
Yeah.
And so when you get into that, it gets into like, this is one of those things where it's just like, ideally, this would work.
Well, because
realistically, I don't think
my thing was if they were actually like, they couldn't be corrupted themselves. Because my thing was too, they could also be corrupted too by whether somebody, we're gonna all be out mad bread to do this.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So I'm speaking from literally like the best case scenario.
Best case scenario, there's no muss, no fuss. Like, they just go out and they find the worst, and they take them out.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like a Dexter type.
But
of
also,
thing.
Like, best case scenario, there wouldn't be people like that.
To take it out in the first place, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying in this particular scenario, there's like a best case scenario for the Knight Raiders to do. We all agree with, like you said, what corruption is. Mm-hmm. And it's like they are on that line. Mm-hmm. And it's not about taking out politicians in a sense of like that, but just like it's the people, it's the hand, whatever they call it, behind that that has all the bread. It's like they're making things corrupt.
Yeah. So Kenan, are you riding with them? They pull up on you. Hey, Kenan, we heard you on the podcast.
Heard in the podcast, bro. We're going to make this revolution happen. What's up?
Hey, man, this is just a podcast, y'all.
Put your life on the line. Right? Put your life on the line. We got a list right here, bro. Pull the trigger.
What's up? He actually lives this close to you, bro. Come on, man.
He's your neighbor.
Right. So let's go into the scores. And what we feel about this particular anime. This is your technically Ice's pick, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
All right, so we'll go last. Rob, what do you think?
So far, I like the show. I think it's pretty good. Honestly, it's funny you mentioned not feeling the Shield Hero, because honestly, the show gives me very big Shield Hero vibes. Like, it's to me, it has a very similar vibe where you have somebody from outside of town coming in, learning some hard lessons fast.
Give me that.
And then kind of, I mean, he's definitely a different character than Naofumi. And, you know, obviously he takes a very different path.
Mm. He doesn't get screwed over like Naofumi.
But for whatever reason, when you mentioned it, this was a Square Enix project originally, I was like, oh, yeah, I don't know why. I just get RPG vibes from this.
Oh, every time, yeah.
Just because it's that medieval world or fantasy world or whatever. You know, they're fighting monsters. Overall, I like this show. It gets a little eye-rolly for me where this is basically just like, all right, like assassin waifus. Like, you know, who's this dude going to hook up with? And it very clearly feels like self-insert for, you know, somebody to be like, all right, like, which girl do you want to like hang out with? And also, we got Bulat, so, you know.
you got an option.
You know, you got options. It's not a perfect show. I think it's pretty funny. Yeah. The action is good. I like the characters for the most part. I'm definitely in on these four episodes. I'm down to watch more. I would give this a 6,700.
700?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I'm with you. I was watching this show, and I immediately was like, at first, I was annoyed by the main character. Mm. He was kind of annoying me at first.
How? Why?
I hate airheadness. Like, I hate I hate it.
Yeah.
Like, it's pissed me off in real life and in cartoons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, yeah, it did give me at the beginning, it did give me kind of Shield Hero vibes.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like, oh, I'm not gonna be fucking with this. And then when it started going in, I was just like, oh, okay, I'm here. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I was like, I'm fully in. Wasn't really any bad things. I feel like the animation's solid. I feel like he said I guess when Brandon was talking about the comedy, he said it missed on a comedy standpoint from the reviews he was saying from his actual factuals. I didn't think so.
No,
I'm a very harsh critic on anime comedy, and I was enjoying this. I didn't laugh out loud a lot, but I was like, this is good. This is okay. This is humorous. I'm with this. So far, I like all the characters too.
Yeah,
like even the first villain they kind of threw at us, he was kind of crazy and dope too. And the powers that they have, I want to. Now I'm excited to see all the powers from the Imperial Arms. Like, mm-hmm. I'm hella excited to see what they do.
Yeah.
And which one? I forgot his name. I keep getting the main character's name. Which one? Whatever.
Tatsumi.
Whichever power he's going to get, I'm excited to see what he's going to get. So for me, I enjoyed it. But I'm gonna give it room to grow. So I'm gonna go 7,000.
I'm excited for you to see what power he gets too, Ken.
I hope it's either going to be really bad, but he's going to make it
make
work.
It look dope. Yeah.
Or I don't see it being fire now. But I guess Brendan didn't watch him, so do we get your score?
No score from me.
Okay.
Right. Abstain.
I like it, man. I like it. I saw the first episode a long time ago, so it was cool. So I kind of knew what to expect. Like, I wasn't caught off guard by him. I knew that his homies died. I just couldn't remember. What the fuck? If y'all watching the YouTube, well, when y'all watch it, I don't, for some reason, is the cam on? Turn the cam on. They're just sitting, going back and forth.
They're having like a wave challenge battle. Yeah.
Waving at each other.
Stop first.
Place your bets now. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I understand now that you guys say it, the Shield Hero vibes. Mm-hmm. Looking at it now, but watching, I didn't really feel that.
Okay.
The characters I liked everybody. There's nobody that got on. There's no Bakugos here that, like, they get on the screen and you're just like
over the top.
Oh, yeah. My God. There's nobody's trying to, you know,
you know, Miney doesn't like Tatsumi, but she's not trying to, like, overthrow him or show that she's stronger than him. He's clearly green. He owns that he's green.
Yeah.
And he wants to learn. So I think, is he my favorite? Is he up there with the Ichigos and Narutos? No, but I like him. He's cool.
Push comes to shove. I mean, he'll step up, and he's not bad. He's just got a long way to go.
Yeah, which is good. I think I like the fact that they didn't make him super OP'd, or like you can tell that he's levels behind these guys.
Man, he's like a Tanjiro. Yeah, he's just surrounded by dope ass people, and he has to grow into his dopeness.
Yeah.
Overall, I'm in. Overall, nothing really bad that I didn't like outside of him getting duped. You saw that from a mile away.
Oh yeah.
But that wasn't nothing that it was part of the story. Yeah. So I don't ding them for that. Overall, I'll give it a 6,500.
Okay. One thing I would say I don't like is his design right now. I don't like the fact that he got a cardigan on. I just don't respect the man fighting in a sweater, bro. I can't respect him fighting in a sweater. It looks trash.
I get it.
But besides that,
he got the Carlton going on.
Yeah,
that'll probably
imagine
change
Carlton up. Was a main character of. So I guess we're giving this all a thumbs up for the next go around.
To keep
much,
watching.
To keep watching.
Oh, I think you should.
Yeah.
Thumbs up from me.
Thumbs up. So I mean, there's no.
No need
technically a Patreon vote, because normally what we'll do is when we review a new anime for the first time, right? The goal is to, if we're split, I think the Patreon gets technically the last deciding vote. So that's why you make sure you want to join to that Patreon.
Yeah, the tiebreaker.
So, yeah, as of right now, we're going to continue the anime, so we're good for this one. But we pick another one. It was a close vote. So if you need a tiebreaker, it's up to y'all, man. So, all right.
Is there any anime that we've been halfsies on? It's usually like y'all three against halfsies. Me or
it'll
like...
be maybe like a Samurai Champloo if I would have been here for it.
But who was your partner? Who is
I don't
it?
Know.
Who
is I was all in the scene from the beginning, but then once we started, like...
I don't think I would have given up
on that.
Because
after the first four episodes, I don't think we would have gave up on
I wouldn't have gave up on it after the first four True. Either. Yeah.
I don't think there's been. I mean, maybe
Eva and Evangelion or whatever it is.
I would have quit that one. Yeah,
Kuroko.
I would have won
Kuroko.
But we wasn't halfsies on it. I think that would have been a general consensus.
I would have been out. Like,
you didn't
gangsta?
Finish it. You did.
No, I've heard. No,
I might have voted yes on Kuroko, not because I liked it, but because I just wanted to see like.
You like right. see
I wanted to see a basketball
burn.
Anime because that was my first one ever watching.
Yeah,
we should have considered
one
of the slam dunk.
Yeah,
I mean,
considered
one of the greats though.
Let's see how these sports animes work out. You know, I don't want to quit on it.
They got a volleyball one saying that's fire too.
I don't want to be on a team, coach.
Icy likes that one, so.
I've heard good things about Haiku, but I've been burned by sports anime, so I'm not really sure.
Yeah. All right, so go ahead and drop your stuff. Go ahead, Ice.
Ice.McGowan on everything. Ice McGowan on YouTube.
Brennan.
Brennan Produces on Instagram.
Change it?
Change it again. I saw that.
Again and again.
This was actually this is a Kev on stage thing. He actually pulled me aside. I was like, Brennan, I'm going to need you to change that. I was like, what? Because what happened was I was somewhere with him at an event, and somebody asked me, was just like, you know, what's your Instagram name? And I was just like, oh, yeah, it's Brennan the Best. And then Kev just looked at me and said, you didn't even enjoy saying that, did you?
That's not a bad name, though.
I was like, no, I actually didn't. I don't like it as a first impression kind of things. After you know me, it works. You know what I'm saying? But like, as in first impression, like it makes me look like an asshole, I felt like. So it's just like, yeah, I'm Brennan the Best. Like, ugh. Mm. You know, so he's just like, Brennan, he's like, just change yours to Brennan Produces. I was like,
damn.
I'm glad
you're still looking. Existing. I was just like, that actually, okay.
Imagine somebody.
I mean, you already Mr. Producer paid before, so it was.
So, yeah, it was just a natural evolution, you know? Okay. And the thing is, I'm not, you know, I'm active on my, like, with stories and, like, but I don't post a lot, and I'm not trying to be a social media star. So, for me, change my name, I don't think anybody
Brennan
cares.
Brennan, he's not actively trying to be one, but if he becomes one, he's going to enjoy it. He's going to take it.
Of course.
I legit think I could do it if I wanted to, but I don't.
I think you could too.
You got the personality.
Yeah. I think you could too.
No time.
Yeah. Maybe one day, guys. Maybe one day.
I don't know. Rob, what you got lined up for us?
I got somebody to plug. This is Miro_Raja. They're actually a street artist from France. They're in Toulouse, which is pretty cool. They do some great work. Check them out. They don't have a ton of followers, but they seem to do some really cool like graffiti and street artwork. So check them out. You can spell that as Miro_Raja. Miro Raja. Check them out.
Okay, and I am Keenan Baker on everything. Check out the Animation Podcast on all platforms. Animation Pod, patreon.com/animationpod. Shout out to everybody that was in the group text that sent me any birthday wishes. I appreciate all y'all.
Happy birthday,
Keenan.
Wait a second.
Hold on one second. You think we just gonna?
Wait a minute. Oh my God!
Hold up.
Why the slow?
Would you guys have forgotten?
Probably. Oh, no, Rob had forgotten. Look at him.
No, I didn't.
So Keenan, while we're sitting here waiting, how was your birthday? What'd you do?
So Janelle took me to do a surprise photo shoot.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
that
for the
cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
For your merch, right?
For my merch. So it's, you know, I like the fact that she always looks for stuff that she gives me something that I want, but that she also makes sure that I can get something that I actually need. Because I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have done a full on photo shoot, which I probably should be doing for my merch. Yeah. Then we did some other things, and then we went to eat at a place called The Lobster. So it's like in Santa Monica. Yeah. Like, you've been there before? Heard of it?
No.
Kenan be eating at these bougie-ass places?
No, Kenan like lives life sometimes, bro. I'm here for it.
Because she knows I'm a lobster guy. That's my favorite food.
Mm. Oh, that
so,
makes sense now, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Ice is not fucking
happy
with this song right now.
Happy birthday, dear Kenan the Ho.
Hey,
happy birthday to you.
Thank y'all so much. Well, I want to give a shout out to Keon Poli because this is his sweater right here. Hella sweater.
Hey, those are great. I've been trying to buy one from him forever. He won't let me do it.
Real?
No, every time I see him, like, bring me one, I'll pay you for it. He's like, I'll bring it next time I see you. Never does.
Give him the money first, and then I'll say he's not going to forget.
No, I bet. You're right.
So I appreciate it, man. Thank y'all so much. I guess we opening this on air.
On air.
Yeah, get the bag. Get the bag. You know what's
up. Do you want it on the podcast?
Oh, yeah. Keep it on the podcast. Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
Do it quickly.
Okay.
What kind of cake?
Faster.
Come on, let's go.
Open it on top of
getting older, literally.
Open the present.
As we speak.
Sorry, that one's taped.
It's funny when I said, Janelle was like, yeah, you're 36. I was like, yeah. She's like, oh shit, you're old. You're getting, I'm getting older. Shit. I was just like, and she said it with like no joke tone.
Yeah. Oh man.
She was coming to the realization.
Yeah, she said it with no joke tone. I was like, oh fuck.
Fuck you. Oh my!
That's
her. AARP is on the way.
Hey,
it's red velvet.
You know I love red velvet regardless.
All right, now look at that. Now look at that.
All right, hold on. If y'all, I don't know if y'all can even see that, but let's turn that red.
I just got the grab the cake. Just hold it up.
Got the
just
flower
grab it, at the cake. Yeah. Just.
Yeah, at the show cake. That off. There you go.
Yeah,
all
right, Kenan. Look at that. All
right, Kenan. Grab it at the cake. Grab it.
You don't want it to fall out the box.
At the cake.
Yeah, just grab it at the cake.
I'm nervous because I feel like this is going to either be a super dope gift or a spoof. Like a spoof gift?
Spoof.
Spoofed out.
Maybe we should have done a spoof gift.
I actually...
All right. Let's go. Oh, got the Todoroki. No. Pop. Yeah.
Look at that.
Add that to the pop collection because I think Ice got us one last time. Who was it got us to the pops last time?
The Trunks.
Trunks.
Who
Trunks
got us that, though? Was it Ice? Yeah.
Ice be on these. He like, my son likes them, and so do y'all.
Giyu keychain. Yes.
There you go.
That's my guy. That's my guy right there. See that? Another one. Todoroki. That's my guy. It's a magnet. You can throw in the fridge. Mm,
throw it on there.
Yeah, I like this. It's dope.
Yeah.
I like how he's like flamed up, iced out.
There you go. Got a little bit of both.
A little bit of both. Because on my keychain, he's falling apart.
Yeah.
He lost his fire in his eyes.
He just half. Got you a poor joke book out here.
Uh-oh. Oh, you just do Kaizen joke book, man.
Hey, joke book.
I'm going to be out here to be like, look at this fucking nerd writing his notes.
But he's funny, though.
Yeah, he's funny. Look at this nerd.
Look at this fucking nerd.
Yeah, hey, man. Thank y'all, man. Appreciate y'all,
hey, man.
Enjoy.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Brendan was like, fuck. I wish it was my birthday.
No, he's icing the picture of that shit. I was like, damn. All right, cool. Whatever, my birthday's coming up, kind of, not really at all.
You got time, right? I think the next one coming up.
Wait, why are you upset, Brennan?
I just wanted some shit. Mm.
Oh.
Brennan's in, or after me, Brennan's in March.
Yeah, you February,
you're February,
March, August. November.
Rob feels like, it feels like Rob's birthday is like every 3 months.
Bro, yeah. Rob's feel like it'd be coming up quick.
Yeah.
And maybe because
he gets so many damn
it's
cakes.
So long.
Yeah.
It doesn't that really Groundhog stop until day, like you know? Around my birthday in August.
All right, guys, thank you for tuning in
to another episode of Animation. Appreciate y'all again, squad.
Thanks,
I love y'all, man. Appreciate it for real.
Gang, gang.
And so anime was solved forever.